Chronicles, Idiot Chronicles, the news that's magical, sex, lies, and chicken smut, weird things up people's butts, all things taboo, uncut, come on squirrel, get your nut, it's Periodicals, Anthropological, the news that's magical, it's Periodicals.
These are glorious ones, I know. I like to find them. I think we're doing it with the right amount, with the right pace, too. Like, you know, it's a medium pace.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly the way.
Yes, to where it's not too many of them. Because there really are. You go back and you look through them, and it's like there's a bunch of them that are just, like, really most of these are stupid anyway, but, like, sure. Ones that are actually, like, it's hard to find one that's right in the wheelhouse of what I want.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you'll get other ones that are, like, stupid nerd ones that are, like, from the Onion or Babylon Bee or some shit, you know, where it's like...
But they're not real.
Yeah, those aren't real. These are real. That's what makes it better.
Coconut.
What'd you think? Do you like that?
Yes, I love it, but I love coconut.
Yeah.
You do love coconut. You're a freaking...
You haven't tried this yet, have you,
Mitch? No, this is my virgin experience. Today, or Saturday, is the Whiskey Rebellion release.
Mm-hmm.
For our boys at the Warped Wing.
I think that's really fucking good.
8.5%.
Oh yeah. That's why you only get one.
Ooh, that's good.
All of you. That's like really good, isn't it?
I like that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I can feel the
I've
heat.
I've had it before.
I can feel the heat going right to my face.
Well, that's right. You went the night.
I went the night of. Yes.
Okay.
Kyle was the first one to go there.
You're goddamn right.
He was.
You're goddamn right.
He's the first one there.
Look fucking
I went down there and there was no one there. I was late.
And I got the hell out of there.
I got down there late. Mm-hmm. That cat is hiding underneath the futon. Meow. He's just going to stay there forever.
What's with that cat? It's afraid of kids? Kid cat?
He doesn't like strangers, man. He's
not a huge
I mean, he's gotten to a point where I think he'll come out around you guys now.
Yeah.
I've caught him on the stairs a couple times.
Yeah. But
me,
like,
and Mr. Higgins, we bat back and forth a little bit, you know, the little it's like high-fiving.
Yeah.
Me and cat fives. That's what it is. Did you guys get on Cyber Monday today, by the way, or Black Friday?
I didn't. I bought dress pants for my new career on Friday.
Is that a new polo?
This is not, but I was the polos are very similar to these, I was doing color. I'm realizing
get a large, size large.
Yes, youth large. Yes, that's what I had.
Youth large.
Well, it's funny that the company sent out. And of course, you know, it's a European company that I work for now.
Very chic.
So they send me this list of
Euro trash.
They're ordering. They're ordering. New like shirts and uniforms for everyone, like putting an order together, and I'm like looking at everyone's size, and I'm just like fatter than him, all the way through it. Winner. There was one other guy that had the same size. I'm like, fucking sweet. All right,
like, what did that guy?
Yeah, not the only one.
But they're also apparently it's like European sizes, which are a little bit smaller, are they not?
They are a little
smaller. Okay,
little
so
smaller.
I went a size up from what I normally get. So hopefully I can skin into it.
The XLT of the world.
Well,
is the XLT.
I also feel like
we're the Shaq-a-ronies.
It's true. I feel like the sizing system of the world should be something that is unified. One,
oh, absolutely.
And two, it needs to be reevaluated because what size shirt do you wear, Kyle?
Large.
You're not a large person.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay. Good point.
I would say Timmy should be a large. You guys should be a large. I should be an extra large.
Yeah.
That's the world we should live in. He should be a medium.
Yes.
And then somebody like who
youth, a woman?
No. Like somebody like who's small that we know. A person that we know.
I don't know.
Oh,
you
man.
Know, like you know, you're 5'7", 160-pound guy.
Yeah.
That's they a should small... be a small. Because they're a small person.
Yeah.
And then if you're like a fucking freak, you know, who's like ridiculously skinny, like that guy who farts and says he's a race car, he should be an extra small.
I don't know.
Ricky Berwick.
Oh, okay. Oh, Farty Berwick.
I do agree with you. I think I was looking at, I saw some commercial, like the big and tall shops, and they said waist sizes starting at like 34.
You're like, that is
you don't
big.
Have to go to big and tall to do that.
That's a normal.
Yeah. I mean, but those are the tall guys. The 34s that have really freakishly long legs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your daddy long legs. Your Jeff Koops.
They're still skinny.
Yeah. Victor
Wembanyama. Chet Holmgren, by the way.
Yeah.
Having a pretty good year.
Who the hell's that?
Thunder up, baby.
He is 1 point.
Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
1 point center behind Victor and one rebound behind. A third of a steal or a block behind.
Blocks, I think.
Well, no, a third ahead. 1.3 points I'm sorry, blocks per game more.
What you the fuck are you babbling about?
You ruined it,
but the point is that they're neck and neck.
You were talking and I wasn't hearing anything. All I'm going like, I wonder what Timmy's little monster children are doing to my house downstairs. Right now.
Disassembling your Christmas tree for one.
Destroying that apple
rubbing,
tree.
Yeah. Rubbing their they're boogers all over the everything. Oh, their yeah. boogery little hands. It's not even December. Hands.
Your tree's up.
It's oh, I know it's the
you always do it after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you do it the weekend after Thanksgiving.
I didn't get mine done.
Well, just because you're a broken hole and you're mad at Christmas now.
Oh, I love Christmas. I love Christmas. I did put a wreath.
I put a wreath up.
I have finished it all.
Did you really?
All gifts are bought.
Wow.
Everything is wow.
Oh my God.
That's really amazing. Done all your shopping.
I got it done early.
All in one weekend or like over the course of the last couple months.
I haven't bought a damn thing.
I don't know. I don't even fucking know what I'm getting my wife.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know nothing.
Last weekend did a wrapping bonanza. Got them all done.
Amanda asked me every year, "What do you want for Christmas?" The same fucking thing I wanted last year. They didn't buy me
that pussy.
Yeah, that pussy. Give me that pussy. Are you puking or laughing?
I almost spit on the mic.
I kind of think you were gagging.
Give me that pussy.
Give me that pussy.
Well, you gotta spit on it first.
Spread them.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta get a little wet.
Spread them.
That might, is there a more disgusting two-word phrase in the English dictionary than spread them?
Let's see if we can. Let's see if we can find one.
We probably can.
We can find one.
What's a two
elongated snatch?
No, I mean no. Okay,
that's pretty
like,
good.
Elongated,
like
not
an action,
not
like a command. Like to me, there's nothing. There is nothing grosser. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. Bro. Than when someone says, "Smell my hand" or "Smell my fingers." Uh-huh. There's no reason to do it.
I love though that guys do that kind of shit.
Yeah,
guys are
I know.
Like,
but it's
hey, good. Man, my gym bag stinks. Smell it.
Yeah. Oh no.
And we're like,
oh,
okay.
Horrible. Yeah. Yeah, we just yeah. do it. Yeah.
I am not fucking kidding you. That reminds me. When Amanda was, she was gone somewhere. I don't know where the hell she was at. She was at the cabin. I was here on the weekend by myself.
She was at Cocking Hill?
Yes, she went to Cocking Hill. Yes. So I went down there 2 days ago.
Just
and hiked old man's cave.
Oh, really? Oh,
fucking nice. Awesome down there. Yeah, I'd never actually done that hike. We went down and did like a 6 mile hike down there.
Oh, my God.
At Old Man's Cave. It was awesome. Yeah.
That's entirely okay. way too long.
I know. Yeah. And, but there
5 miles
yeah.
too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think you're about right.
That's like
yeah.
wheel, like me, like 4 to 6 is about perfect. Then she'll start going, like, well, that's a 9 or a 10. But her All Trails is a liar. She hasn't. You know what All Trails is?
I have no idea.
Like
what
a
that
tracking
means.
App.
It's an app. Yeah, it's an app okay. for hikers that yeah. you know you can put in any national park or wild or reserve area, and it'll show you like map
all the trails within.
Pretty much all of them. Yeah, no you shit. Can find it. And then people hike them. They like you know track you know in it. You know, adds up all your miles and all your steps and all that shit and everything. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And but you can also find trails that are. The links you're looking for.
Okay.
Because somebody could be like, this trail's fucking 41 miles. Like, I ain't doing that. I ain't fucking backpacking and sleeping
that.
Tonight.
I'm
but
driving.
I also don't want, I don't want one that's now. A half a mile and on paved road.
That's the equivalent of Kyle not reading a long text.
Exactly.
Except for the long text you sent on
the first three words.
The Cumsgiving or whatever you wrote.
That thing's hilarious. I have a friend of mine that lives
in Cumsgiving. Yeah.
I have a friend of mine that lives in Cleveland and he gets one of those every holiday. So every holiday, I look forward to that, and I decided to send it to you guys.
I sent it to about 100 people.
Oh, yeah. As you should.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not shorting.
I just
the rest
shook
of
my head and flew. Yeah.
You were gone. You moved on
on that turf text.
There's
okay. another that we have a guy Brian Hall. Shout out to Brian. He doesn't listen to the show because it's too vulgar for him. But he. I talk about the things that we Bucky. Talk about, you know, like, you know, just, you know, penises and you know, assholes and sniffies and
dicks.
Yeah.
Everything else you can think of. Oh. And,
I was on sniffies earlier today.
Oh, no! What the hell? You've got him. You've got him, Joel.
There was a girl on there.
What?
And I messaged her.
What?
Let me see them tits. No. And she sent it to me. It was so funny.
What did she send them? What the fuck? Oh, yeah.
It was a scam. What? It was a scam. She said, I'm a hooker. I hope that you don't care. And she said, like, it's $100, 50
was
now.
That Yuri?
Follow me. Yeah. Follow me on Snap.
Yeah, she said 50 now and 50 when you come meet me. And I stopped messaging her, but I did say,
so it was like some link that popped up on Sniffy's?
No, it wasn't a link. It was like an actual...
Like a message that was sent to you or something.
How many people do you think actually just send 50? Okay, I'll send 50.
I'm sure...
Is that for the picture?
For...
No, like... But it, I mean, the thing is...
I'm sure people do.
$50 now and 50 when we meet. But all they have to do is just block you and never talk to you again after the $50, which is why I'm going
to
start doing this.
To you a couple times.
I'm
going to
start doing this. This is what I'm going to do. There are so many people I could rip off. Hello, world.
Mitch is going to be taking fucking Buffalo Bill pictures of himself. Yes. Doing the mangina.
How do I look like this?
Wait.
God. Big fat person.
Was she a great big fat person?
But, yeah, I saw a nice pair of tits today.
Nice, glorious.
Great. And I said
there are viruses all over your phone. Yeah.
I said boobs and pussy, and she sent me one of each.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's great.
Wait, mean one boob and one puss or one lip?
Yeah, oh no, it was both tits. And then she was like going to town on herself. And I said, that was great.
This was on Sniffy's?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is she a religious person trying to convert all the gays?
I saw a picture of a girl and I thought, oh, this is funny. I'm going to see what the hell she's doing on here.
It was probably a trans guy.
Just checking.
And now you're hot for him.
I don't know. That pussy looks non-surgical.
I'd like to get surgical on that non-surgical.
Timmy, just grossed out right now. How many times have you been on Sniffy's without Joel or Kyle?
Never.
Same here.
He would never
do you are the
I
only,
would never do that.
I've
been on twice. There was twice.
Do you have the app or the website?
The first time.
Just the website.
Okay.
First time there was somebody on my street.
I got my dick sucked.
And then I X'd out.
Gerald.
I X'd out. I was like, holy shit, this is getting too real. Uh-huh. And then
he's
today.
Well, you don't have to put your own picture up. You don't have to put your own picture. I mean, I know you did, but.
Of course. And then today I was like, okay, we're doing an episode. I'll give us something to talk about. Holy shit, there's a girl. She looks hot. Let me see them titties.
Man.
She did, and said, I'm a hooker. I hope that's okay.
It's always okay.
Of course that's fine.
That's fine.
Sure. How else you find the hookers in the dark web? I don't even know how to get to the dark web.
But yeah, it was hilarious.
Did you post where else do you find picture on your
That'd be amazing.
Did you send her a picture of your asshole?
I did not.
Here's mine.
Here's my cheek spread.
Oh, back to it.
Hope you don't mind. I'm gay.
It's all right with me, honey.
Yeah.
It's all right with me.
If you were taking a picture of your asshole, would you like
just no?
Would you be on all fours, or would you like lay on your back?
I would
missionary style.
I would do that Nair video, like that guy said.
This is how you shave your asshole. Yeah. I just want
this is my ass. This is how you Nair it. This is how you Nair it.
Yeah. Oh God.
Dang.
Wild.
Guy was confident.
Wow. He was confident.
He was confident. Wow. I was just like, I mean, like flowing ass hair. Like, do you have like flowing ass hair?
I don't know. I don't know. But I will say this. I'm glad that the amount of
it makes it so
products,
much worse.
Products that there are now that they willingly and completely advertise, like. No, like shaving there and all over, that it's not like taboo anymore.
Do you shave your ass?
No, I barely can reach my ass.
Yeah, I can barely wipe my ass.
I have so much shoulder damage in my right arm that I have to go lefty sometimes, and people just don't want to know.
That's just not good.
You don't want to go opposite.
You can't. You just can't.
It's not strong enough.
There's no such thing as normal ambidextrous wiping.
Strong enough.
Right? He's right.
Yeah.
I don't know the prepper. The intricacies. The proper pressure.
It's like playing guitar. You can't just switch.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't work. Your hand doesn't
that's
work
correct.
The same. Yeah.
You just can't do it. Mexican Fender.
No, not even with a Mexican telly. It won't work.
Damn it. I never get that.
I know.
Right.
You should just stop trying to bad joke.
Spread them one day. Yeah.
Spread them.
Spread them.
What else is worse?
Pretty bad.
Suck this.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man. That's funny.
That's spread them.
Spread
them is good.
Yeah.
Spit on it.
You're being arrested or being sodomized if you hear that.
Yeah, neither one is good.
Yeah, I know. Neither one's good.
No.
Not for me, at least.
Yeah, not for me.
No.
I don't know. But it is for that hooker on the internet.
Man, I was cracking myself up.
So wait, you just decided I'm going to get on Sniffies.
I wonder what's going on Sniffies today. I do that too.
And there was a
almost daily.
There was a female hooker on there.
Almost daily.
I just like I go, huh? Wonder what the dick pic selection looks like around this area of Dayton.
I love
erection selection.
Did you go on your trip already?
Which trip?
Are you to New York?
No, this weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah. Okay. We leave Friday.
Did you play?
I bet Sniffies will be
Last time we were in New York in the summer, I pulled it up and like I told you, it was just like a collage of dicks that made up Manhattan. Yeah. All you could see was the East River and the Hudson River, and then it was just dicks all around it and in between it. It was unbelievable.
What a wildly popular app.
I know.
I
wish I would have thought of it.
Yeah.
I'd be making some money.
Why
can't I come up with creative ideas like that?
Yeah.
A gay.
I always wonder.
Gating.
I did have the idea, like in the 90s, of being able to have an app that you
created
could,
the internet.
I did.
Oh my God.
Then Al Gore stole it from me. I had the idea to be able to have like an app, but at that time I thought it was before apps and smartphones, but like it was like a device that was like a headset that could. You would talk in your language and you could set it to whatever language and then it would come out.
Translator.
Yeah, as a translator thing, which now they have now. I'm like, couldn't they just come up with that? I wasn't even thinking like I could invent that. It was just like, couldn't they come up with something like that?
Why don't they?
Yeah, I'm like, I think I came up with the idea of them with the United Nations guys.
Yeah.
When they were all sitting there, and I don't know if they have individual people that are translating it into their language.
Yeah. Well, they did. Now it's
easy. Computerized.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, but if you could do artificial that, it would revolutionize everything.
Is telling them the wrong things. I would love to hack into that system and make them just say, yeah, I hate this country and that country.
You
and
should
just
bomb them.
Oh!
Yeah.
He said he slept with your wife.
Not again.
That would be hilarious.
And I believe him.
Yeah.
He totally did. Yeah, no doubt.
Went in there and spread them.
What else has been going on? How was the trip to Clemson?
Clemson was awesome.
Yeah.
Great atmosphere. You could tell it was a little bit of a down year.
Yeah.
Because the crowd wasn't into it the entire game, but it was a great atmosphere.
They won, right?
They did win.
North Carolina?
Well, there are two home teams that have lost that we've been in house for. The Badgers of Washington and the Angels
Wisconsin,
of Anaheim.
Wisconsin, you mean?
Yeah, what did I say? Washington?
The Badgers of Washington.
Badgers of Wisconsin.
Oh, across all sports.
Yes.
Ah.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting.
Wild. So we are the
I would make that claim, but I used to have season tickets to the Lions. Yeah. Yeah.
I just found out I've got free tickets to the Big Ten Columbus Crew versus Cincinnati.
Oh, that's this Saturday.
FC Cincinnati.
Oh, fuck.
I got that.
It's going to be cold.
And then I did get offered to pay a couple $100 for discounted tickets to the Big Ten Championship.
Wow. I'm going to watch you can get them on StubHub.
I went for free last year.
When is it?
This Saturday.
It's this Saturday.
Like 8 p.m.
I'm going to go to Reds Fest. I'm going to go to Reds Fest with my boy PJ and Chris Bills. Shout out to Bills.
Oh, we golfed with him.
We shout out to Bills. And then we're going to go from there to the game and then hang out nearby and watch the Michigan-Iowa game.
Nice.
But there's multiple. Wait,
what game are you going to first?
Reds Fest.
Oh, Reds
Where's
Fest.
Where's it at this year?
It's down, I think, Duke Energy Center, maybe?
Okay. It's always there, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never been.
I think it's always there.
I'm a newbie.
I thought.
Yeah. So we're going to do that. But then also there's another... I mean, there's just solid football games and
it's gonna
sports
be a good day.
This weekend.
It's going to be a good day.
Yeah, I'm going to have to dress warm.
Friday night's going to be good, too. You got Oregon, Washington.
I mean, that's a win in your end game.
Yeah, that's a play-in game.
Absolutely.
Playoff game, basically. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to watch the Lions in a bar in New York City somewhere.
Saints. Oh, yeah, you'll be fine.
I can't believe the Eagles, man. Just keep on winning with some bullshit games every time.
That,
I mean, that's what winners do.
Pouring rain.
It was miserable.
That looked miserable.
The screen looked abysmal.
Fog the entire time.
Yeah, the whole time. It felt like somebody was just breathing on the screen.
Yeah.
On the actual camera.
They were wearing light green, their Kelly green jerseys, and they looked dark green.
Yeah.
That's how much it was raining.
Just raining the whole time.
Pissy.
Yeah. Piss.
Hey, did I tell you guys about a pissy shitty?
No.
Do you guys know about it?
Is that when you
enlighten us?
Enlighten us.
So in the South, if you get popcorn and you sprinkle some Coke on it, like Coke, soda Coke, right?
Okay.
Not cocaine.
Not cocaine.
And you get it a little moist, right? A little wet popcorn. It's called a pissy shitty.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah, I didn't think that's so where that was
Southern
going.
People are interesting.
Same, yeah, they are.
I did not think that's where that was going.
It's the pissy shitty. Yeah. So
interesting.
If you, so my buddy Nick was in town this past weekend, and we always talk about the pissy shitties when he's in town.
Correct.
But he told us that his wife, Ashley, changed in his phone. I don't even know how you do this. But anytime he types in the word popcorn, it just automatically changes to pissy shitty.
That's hilarious.
She just made it. Is that an algorithm? What do you do? No, how do you change that?
I think you just have to go in there.
It's like, a simple.
Yeah, you go
simple.
To their like autocorrect or spell thing. All right. And just do it.
I'm gonna do that. That's what did Jim say about he
it's
did
a
that
simple
with,
macro. Like,
simple
yeah.
macro.
You have to have unfettered access to their phone.
Yeah, I love the word unfettered. That's a great word.
I had to take all the fucking passcodes and all this shit off that. Remember how it was ringing when my phone rang?
Yeah.
And then
everything
Mitch
was
trying to get 10,000 more fucking telemarketers to call me by answering it.
I was, but I also like answering telemarketers.
That's hilarious.
Remember last time?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good
when you did the accent? That was a good run.
That was highly offensive.
It's highly offensive. Yes.
But the thing about Clemson Stadium, they're not connected. Like, it's not connected. We had to go in one
specific
gate, and then we couldn't. Because Megan and I, when we go to these stadiums, we like to get in, like, way before the game starts and, like, walk around the stadium, go down to the field. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do it.
Run on it, get thrown out, sneak back in, call them a bunch of fascists.
So you couldn't get down to the field.
Yeah, we couldn't get down to the field level.
So, like, the higher level and the bottom level.
Not connected.
Oh, really? So the upper deck, I thought it was just like sides. Like if you were on one, no shit.
Nope.
My buddy went to the Vanderbilt baseball game this year. On
Commodores.
His way to, yeah. And he said you had to go, because they were doing construction on the football stadium, they got into the range of the baseball stadium. So you had to go through the football stadium to get to the baseball stadium. And then I saw it at the beginning of the season this year. They were hanging the scoreboard.
Yeah, like Vanderbilt, on a crane.
Yeah, on a crane, like the Dragons did way back.
I saw that too. Yeah, like right before the fucking, like.
Yeah, like game one.
Yeah, like game one, like a day before. Yeah, it was.
That's
it's all great. Fucked up down there.
Yeah.
Wow. All of the visiting fans were disappointed.
Yeah, exactly.
they expanded that stadium just for the road teams to bring more people to it.
I mean, that's the SEC.
How was that college still in the SEC?
Their baseball program.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be it.
They're a top five baseball program.
Yeah.
And in basketball, they're not terrible.
They've got the elevated court, too.
They got the weird court with
you can answer this then.
The sideline is on the baseline.
Sucks, dude.
Aren't there certain circumstances where there are colleges who are in different conferences based on sport?
Yes. Yes.
Like, what's an example?
Notre Dame is the biggest one.
So they're
in ACC and everything except football.
Yeah. And that's because of the NBC contract, the
TV
contract.
Yeah,
they're not
going to
give that.
Yeah, it goes without. Yeah.
But then,
I don't think they can say that that's the reason.
Right.
But that is the reason.
Yeah.
Rudy wouldn't let him. It's bullshit.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Rudy. Terrible,
what else? Anything else been going on? Exciting?
Football movie.
The Thanksgiving weekend was pretty exciting, but I'll tell you, of everything that happened, I missed my former days of being married a little bit from when they played the Turkey Bowl. They always used to play the Turkey Bowl, and I realized that this is year three of me not being able to play and just bust up on some little kids.
Oh, so they would play like pickup game?
Yeah, I would love to
just show up.
I would love to bail on having to cook in the morning and make sure that I wasn't part of that, and I had to do it this year, right, and cook, and I have the last couple
of
years.
Oh, you cooked.
Yeah, I had to. Ooh. I made a kick-ass vegetable medley this year, though.
I did.
And, you're right.
I don't think that's
he
possible.
Said I
that's
doubt
worse
it.
Than yeah. spread them. Vegetable medley.
Yeah, there we go. We found it. Worst words.
I usually make corn casserole, but this year
corn
I went
casserole
with vegetable medley.
Like a cornbread
chowder?
Yeah, like a cornbread almost. Okay. Yeah.
Is it corn chowder or corn salad that Dustin used to always say was like it was something sexual, like eating ass or something.
Ooh.
It was either like corn chowder. Did you get some corn chowder or some corn salad? It was one of the two. I can't remember. Dutch apple pie.
Get me out of
bend
there.
Over, hover, Dutch apple pie.
Spread them. Spread them.
So what?
That's the name
who
of this
did you
episode.
Have to cook for?
I
the
cooked
whole
for my side. Yeah, the Heaton family but I didn't cook for everybody. I just show up, but I have to host Christmas every year. So my brother's
at the condo,
but I do it in the party room, and we have a big movie room with this big massive TV, and it's a whole party room and everything else. So I do it in there.
Okay. Does the family like it, or do you?
They all prefer.
Do you force them to come down there?
I don't. Hey guys, this is great.
So
they're all like, yeah, man, it's great.
I've always had Christmas. My brother Ryan always has Easter, and my brother Jason always has Thanksgiving.
Oh, you cut it up. Okay.
Yeah, we cut it up.
My sister normally has nothing. My brother has nothing, and I have nothing, and it's the greatest holidays ever.
How about that?
My sister's just like, every time we talk about the holidays.
You guys don't even hang out at all?
No, not on the
you
holidays.
You guys go to your wife?
I go, yeah. I'm trapped in that one. Yeah, the
I got a family that likes each other.
Yeah, I know. It's disgusting.
Such a shame.
It's gross.
It's such a gross concept.
Yeah, it's but we'll go to my brother's Christmas like evening.
Okay.
We'll go there, like, you know, being, you know, give the little fucking bloodsuckers their $150 cash. And
I was going to say, how much do you guys get them?
Yeah, really that's nice. I give them that. Well, I mean, you can't buy the shits anything because, like, they have everything. Yeah. It's like, and the things you try to, you know, you try to get all that. So it's just like, whatever, you know, which I was a kid, I always liked getting money, but it does suck being the, you know, the person giving them that, because it's like, I used to try to do
call ahead, meaningful, what do you want, listen to them when they talk. Yeah, I mean, but it's like
my brother's wife will have them just like go through like a catalog, and they just like circle a bunch of shit and they're like and it's just like fucking junk, you know, and it's like, you know, it's so
you'll play it with it just once here on here's Christmas. Money
my nephew and niece, the twins, turned 16 yesterday, and I got them gift cards.
Twins.
Yeah.
Twins.
I got them gift cards to Speedway is what they asked for.
Ooh, a little gas.
Yeah, a little gas.
How old are they?
They both turned 16.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fitting, you know.
Uh-huh. I thought that was good. I thought
that's
that was good.
That's still a boring present
for
me.
It is a boring
present. I wouldn't want
one
of those if I was 16. I'd be like, what? Gas?
No, they asked for it.
Oh, I know. That's what I mean. I wouldn't ask for it. I'm saying that your nieces and nephews, whatever you said they were.
They are. They're one
they're
of these.
They're strange. Yeah.
They should have asked for a year.
Carter and Emma.
Carter and Emma, strange kids.
They should have asked for a year worth of car insurance.
That would have been my go-to.
Not for a 16-year-old.
I'm going to get them to pay for my daughters. That's what they
mine was so couple fucking expensive. After I had two car wrecks in the first 30 days that I had a driver's license, haven't been
and
in
your
one
dad
since.
Let me guess, you rear-ended both of them, right?
No!
Spread them!
Just the first
spread
one.
Spread them!
I said spread them.
Spread them.
I'll show you a
and I got news for you.
Canceled.
canceled. Did you notice that he took that down?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. The Warped Wigwoods?
That's no.
Probably,
I think he's right.
Like an hour after.
And then took him down?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's why.
My suspicion is that he was like, hey, I'm going to share it and I'm going to listen to it. And then he got like 15 minutes into it and was like, and then, it was
bad for business.
So
I was telling Timmy that when we have
guests now, there will be a strict ban on that means you're gay button.
That was
the only thing in it that was even mildly controversial.
Well
yeah.
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 We were good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. It doesn't matter.
Can't hate on it. Makes sense.
We did it. Finally. We've ruined it. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's all Timmy's fault.
Can't nobody take a joke anymore.
Yeah. Maybe if Timmy didn't click on it.
Yeah, I don't think I was overzealous.
I think you pushed it twice.
Maybe two or three times.
Yeah, yeah. You're a fucking idiot.
It wasn't crazy.
Spread them, Timmy.
Spread them. Spread them, you son of a bitch.
It's still funny, though.
It's still funny. It really is.
Only just begun to live.
This is good beer.
And promises. Yeah,
this is real good.
It is good.
Esther's little
cream milk stout. Is it not in stores?
It was at Dots.
Was it?
That's where I got it.
I haven't seen it anywhere.
glorious
I love dots.
Dots,
man.
The dots is great. Great candy. Even better groceries.
Yeah. Do you go to? Have you stopped in and gotten the lunch chicken there yet?
I have not. Brian and I keep talking Brian about loves doing it one day.
He swears by it.
Oh, he gets it like twice a week.
It's cheap. It's like $7.99.
Yeah, he says he gets it for like $5.
Yep.
And then if he gets a tea, I think it's like $7. Like you
a sweet tea.
I stopped by this local Piqua.
I thought you were itching your nipple.
Oh, that's right there.
Oh,
I stopped by this terrible little grocery store in Piqua tonight to get the beer and the soda.
Was it the IGA?
I think so.
Right and there on the main drag Wrigley? Just south of downtown?
No, not that one. Not that one. This one was like right in the middle of this neighborhood. And I walk in and the whole experience was odd, right? The music was downtown really Piqua. Weird. Yeah, the music was weird. Playing.
Hip-hop.
It was it wasn't hip hop. It was like Kris Kristofferson.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Terrible singer, great terrible. Songwriter.
And then I find my soda. I make it with every shelf looks like somebody had fallen into it during an argument,
probably
or a fight. And so I make my way.
They don't
to the back.
Pick it up because it's just gonna happen
it's
again.
It's just
right?
gonna happen again. It's just gonna happen again.
What do you mean you don't take EBT?
So brother, I'll come back to that.
I bet they take EBT.
So they live off of it. They don't even have cash in the place.
I got my Modelo in one hand. I got my Coke Zero in the other hand, and I see that they've got this heated thing in the back, right, with food and meatloaf and all this other stuff.
Oh.
And so they had this like kind of cheesy mashed potatoes, not quite an au gratin, but a cheesy mashed potato.
Oh, no.
And these chicken, I'll call them chunks, but they were like flatter. And I was like, all right, I want to get those. So she gives me
chicken
like
chips.
12 chicken chips and this thing
you are going to shit.
No, it was really good. But here's the thing. They only charged me $2.50 because it had been sitting there since like 11 a.m.
Were they chewy?
Yeah, they were very chewy.
Are you the guy that'll eat anything if it's free?
No.
No? Kyle is.
I am.
Except onions.
Guilty.
I can't do it.
Charged.
But so I'm on my way to the front, and there's this lady there who is using her EBT. And she's got her baby, and the baby's like laughing and pointing at me and playing. And so
good tits.
I'm goofing back. She was hideous. She was hideous.
That the didn't kids, answer the question.
The kids' tits are hideous too. No. And so I'm looking.
Boy.
It was a boy. And so she gets up there and she uses the EBT, and it was they didn't take like a bunch of the whatever. Ticket. I don't know how it works. So
I think everything from what I understand, are you saying that like they scanned it and she still owed money?
She still owed another $20.
Yes, because
had no cash with her. No,
because there's only certain things that qualify for the EBT. When you swipe, it covers all those, but then it shows what you have to pay for, and then normally argue.
That's what was happening. And I said, I would like to buy. About? I would like to buy the rest of this. So you will get the fuck out
you
of my way.
Oh,
no, I said it. I was like, I'll buy it. So I bought it so she would get the hell out of there. And I could get the hell out of there because they had no other registers open. They had nobody in sight. And so I paid for the rest of it.
She played you just like the
stripper
did. She
played me like, just like Yuri did. Yeah. Never got money. Yuri never got money out of me. Yeah. That's the thing. But still, I did get played today, I'm pretty sure. Because she was just going to stand there and keep talking about it. Show me what it didn't take.
So did you get a free dance from Yuri?
That's worth the $20, though, just to get the hell out
Timmy,
of it.
Yeah, remember when my brother handed that homeless guy in Memphis a $5 bill and said, fix it?
I do! Holy shit!
Fix what?
I don't know!
I totally forgot. Whatever's wrong.
This dude was wearing his underwear on the outside of his pants, and my brother hands him a $5 and says, fix it. like you're gonna fix it with $5.
I forgot all about that.
Finally,
that is hilarious.
Fix it.
It's all coming together.
That is such a great comment.
Oh, no. Fix it.
What a dick.
With $5. Here's $5.
You haven't met Brett yet, have you?
I have.
He is
back in the day. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think you have.
I think so.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's going to hate you.
We wrestled in college.
Why do you always say that?
He is going to hate you.
Why do you guys say that?
Because I talk?
Is it, yeah. That's the main thing.
You just have... You just,
it's something about your face.
It's very punchable.
Fuck you guys.
He's going to think it's very punchable.
The thing about it is, it's one... It has absolutely nothing to do with you. That's the thing.
No, he's right.
Like, there's...
Hooray.
There, yeah, there's...
It's all right.
There's nothing that you can even sit there and go like, oh, what? Like, we're big dicks. But no, it's that's just how he. It's how he's programmed.
Okay. All right.
He like... Which, yeah, he gets... Like, I think I've said that. Did I say that something? Because he texts me or called me about it. Was like, I don't fucking hate people that have wit. And I'm like, I'm like, whatever.
Well, everything you said is wrong.
He's immediately defensive because it's like, this guy can make me look stupid using just his words. And then he's like, I'll beat him up. And that's how he is.
Well, he's going to be pissed about that Memphis story then.
Oh, well. I'm sure I've told that a thousand times before.
That's hilarious.
That's really good.
That was funny. That was a good time.
I was sitting and watching football yesterday, and Anderson was sick. And
fuck
so,
football, by the way.
No kidding.
Yeah, you had a great weekend, didn't you?
Fuck it.
I was excited.
I'm sure you were.
The dome, my hat on my head right now.
The dome? Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. What are you talking about?
Got a little dome.
Oh,
does that beer say the Kenosha Kickers?
It does. I just watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles on Thanksgiving Day because that's what you do.
Great,
and then I saw this beer from Sonder, the Kenosha Kickers, apple strudel inspired ale brewed with apples and cinnamon.
I don't know, man. That's a lot of adventure.
Apple and cinnamon.
Yeah, and strudel.
I got that beer for the same reason. But I didn't enjoy it the same.
He doesn't like anything from Sonder, and I don't know why.
Because it sounds like sodomized.
I have nothing against him. I've never even been there.
It's just a little bit sweet.
It's a little too sweet. Is what it is.
I'll probably like it.
It is too sweet.
Apple strudel. What's the word strudel? What's
it's
that
not
even
strudel.
Mean?
It's strudel, isn't it?
There's an S.
It says strudel.
It's a strudel.
Yeah, there's no D there.
Huh. Crisp apple strudel.
That's very sweet.
Mm. It's not bad. It's just it's a little too sweet.
There's a lot of apple in there. Spread them.
Oh my.
Yeah. See.
Spread them.
Aggressive.
Open your mouth, Kyle.
Strudel. Like I don't like the word strudel.
I like that.
You did like it?
I do. I like
it. Yeah, it's good.
Look at this. You've got an adopter.
But it's just a little bit.
You've sold him now on the strudel and the sniffies.
I'm telling you, you follow me, and I'll lead you to the promised land.
That's right.
And, and a dick promised
land. A cooler over there, too.
That's right. I had to do it because the stuff that I wanted to drink when I was at Dots earlier today, because it took too long because I had to go get fucking
you got a girl with EBT
work clothes
in front of you
and fucking buy belts. And then, you know, I had to.
Did you just
put
a cooler in the passenger seat?
No, I did.
Cruising around?
That would be hilarious. I'll get a road pop.
Roadie soda.
But these, they didn't have these in the cooler. So it wasn't going to cool down fast enough in the fridge before the show tonight. So I put it in a cooler full of ice.
You BYO.
That's right.
That makes so
shit
much
happen.
More sense.
It
does.
Yeah.
It does. That is. I really.
You have it buckled into the passenger seat of the truck.
So fun, you go anywhere.
Grabbing beer after beer as you drive around.
Oh, yeah. The bag.
That's how I do, you know?
That's good, though.
You live a little bit, you learn in this life.
That's right. That's right. Speaking of that, though, what I didn't say about the chicken and mashed potatoes is that as I was driving,
there's a storm brewing.
I shit my pants.
Dipped the chicken into the mashed potatoes and ate that. What
God,
a that's yeah,
so, it's glorious.
There's a small trick.
Like a KFC
if you have a warm beer,
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. If you take a paper towel, get it wet, wring it out so it's not like sopping, wrap it around the beer and then put it in the freezer for like 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
Really?
Yep. It'll be ice cold.
Huh. I'll have to keep that in mind.
There you go.
I don't know how it works, but
tonight,
it does
Timmy
work.
Watched Mr. Wizard when he was growing up.
I did. That was an awesome show.
Bill Nye.
He was kind
Bill
of a
Nye,
dickhead.
The science.
Yeah. Wasn't Mr. Wizard kind of an asshole?
He sounded condescending, but I think it was just his general tone.
Yeah.
Not as...
I like him much better.
He was tired of
you
morons.
Like him than better than Bill Nye? Bill Nye?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill Nye's too.
I was a Bill Nye kid.
Wasn't Bill Nye into some like weird like sex ring cult shit?
I don't know.
Not like they were
sure
like not that they were stealing anyone or doing anything illegal, but like I'm pretty sure there was like a book written by like his fiance or something that was all about like being like Eyes Wide Shut like underground fuck parties.
No,
oh, I swear. Go see if you can find something on that. Go to Google. Just look like Bill Nye like orgies or something.
Bill Nye orgies.
Yeah, like see if something pops up.
It's just
up.
A bunch of guys dressed as Bill Nye. use an ice cream orgy to discuss gay conversion.
Okay. Bill Nye's sick ice cream orgy. Okay.
Hey, how about the
ice cream?
How about the running back or the quarterback for
orgy.
Michigan, Alex Orgy?
I was like, is he saying orgy?
There's, that,
That dude was big. The orgy guy.
Bill Nye.
How big, Kyle?
Explains to
Flake. 9.5 No. Ice cream conversion.
How old is Bill Nye?
Ice cream's making out with each other. That's fucking weird.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
He's got to be
Bill late 60s,
early 70s. I wrote Bill Nye's pretty erotica old. Once when I was a teenager. That's what it said.
Right.
70s.
68.
Oh, damn.
Man. One more year and he'll have to turn around.
I write erotic novels for children. They're wildly unpopular.
Wildly unpopular. I got a PhD.
I am convinced that you could just write like you can take an erotica novel and just change like every third word with a synonym and re-release it and you could get a book deal.
Well, it's like that. What was it? The Legend of Scrody McBooger Balls on South Park?
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest episodes ever. Where like they just write, they're like some book got banned. It was like Catcher in the Rye was banned, and then all the kids are like, they banned this? Why? Because he went to a prostitute and he thought about killing himself. They're like, we can write something that's worth being banned, and they literally just like wrote this story, the tale of Scrody McBooger Balls, and it made no sense. It was like like he, you know, shot diarrhea from his ass into her nose, and then it came out her butthole. Like it was just this like a human bunch of just dumb shit. Yeah. And then, like, one of the parents finds it and then is, like, reading it. And they're, like, puking as they read it. And then they're, like, you think the kids are going to get into trouble. And then, you know, Stan's mom takes it to his dad. And she's like, it's brilliant. It's really good. So they're, like, everyone's reading it and puking. And then it, like, ends up, like, winning a Pulitzer. Oh, and they try to blame it on Butters. Butters wrote it, so they weren't in trouble. So then Butters gets famous. And they all think he's brilliant, you know? And like they're reading it like in like, you know, these fucking like, but you know, these renowned like literature clubs and everyone's like puking in buckets. He fucking
dropped his
it's brilliant. Yeah. Fucking, it's one of my favorite episodes ever.
Scrody McBooger Balls.
Yeah. The tale of Scrody McBooger Balls.
Oh man.
Charity and I, what does it say his spouse? Okay, look up.
He was married to one girl, but
look up Blair Tindall. Bring up Blair Tindall.
Divorced her within the year.
Oh yeah, fuck her.
That's probably the one.
Go into her Wikipedia and see if there's
Blair Tindall. Oh, she's died.
That's what it was.
Dead.
She was an oboist.
When did she die?
This year.
2023. Okay, so he divorced her long before she was dead. Go down to her. I saw something about a book.
Her marriage was annulled in the same year.
I saw something about a book that said like. Keep going. It's in her career. No, in the career. It's got to be in the career. It was like sex, lies,
jungle, sex, drugs, and classical music.
That's it. What is it? What is that?
Mozart in the Jungle is what it's called.
Was it her
experiences in the classical music world?
Yes, that's what it was. She was. They apparently had like these wild fuck parties, like in the classical world.
Wow.
And she married him. Yeah. So you know he was getting down. So
he was annulled. They got their marriage annulled.
Right.
So you think he was involved in all
that? I bet he was.
Of course he was.
For reasons that
when did she write the book? It was before he married her.
2005 it was published.
And he married her in 06, yep. Huh. He was down for the freaky shit.
Well, maybe he got her to stop going to these.
With his science. He was
so good with his tongue.
Maybe.
Look how crazy this bitch is, though.
Ooh, broke in a nice house and stole several items, including his laptop, which she used to send defamatory emails impersonating him, and damaged his garden with herbicide.
Oh, my God.
What a bitch. In response, Nye obtained a restraining order against her. Tindall acknowledged killing his plants, but denied being a threat to him. After violating the order in 2009, Tindall was ordered to pay $57,000 of Nye's legal expenses. 2012, Nye sued Tindall for the money, saying she had still not paid.
Of course not. Nobody ever pays that shit.
Yeah, she
overdosed on alcohol.
Hell,
that's
yeah.
How she died?
Yeah.
Getting after it. A hero's death.
A hero's death. Chronic ethanol consumption.
Wild fucking classical music fuck parties.
Oh, man. She didn't look that bad.
Was she hot? How much hotter was she when she was younger?
Never was she hot.
I don't believe that. Did we talk about that on the show? Do you ever think about that when you're like, you ever see like these just hideous beasts come walking out of like Speedway that look like they're terrified of their own shadow?
All the time.
Yeah, and then, but you're just like, and in the, you know, they're like 60 years old. They literally look like if you went, they would like have a heart attack and be catatonic.
This is probably the best picture of her, and it's not great.
Yeah.
Which one?
The one in the top middle.
Oh, no, go down to the black
when
and white one underneath
Bill
it.
Bill Nye?
That one's not bad.
How old was she in that one?
I don't know. That's her
IMDb. Think that's good? She looks like
She looks better than the other one.
She looks like a ridiculous Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, from I mean, she looks like a guy that would marry a scientist.
Hey, how about that son of a bitch in Ghostbusters that was Sigourney Weaver's friend? He was a butthead. Sigourney Weaver's friend in Ghostbusters.
Which friend?
The symphony friend that always was sniffling. He always had was cleaning up his nose and stuff. That guy was an asshole.
Oh, that's her. Is that her?
I don't
You'll watch it next time and see it.
Ghostbusters 1 or 2?
She looks pretty busty
Ghostbusters
there.
1. They all look busty. I could look busty if you push my
to their sniffling after your trust fund.
You kind of do, actually.
I could hold a pen between here. Look.
Yeah. Do you find your breasts growing?
Uh-huh. I do. I've been taking a lot.
What have you been taking a lot?
Dick.
Estrogen. Oh, spread them.
Taking estrogen.
Spread them.
Spread them.
I've been taking estrogen.
Estrogen, really?
Why are you taking estrogen?
I'm not taking estrogen.
Okay, good. I didn't know if you were lying.
Because you were saying that my boobs were really good growing. Job. Well, these are. I did.
Okay. That's one thing I'm fortunate. Yeah. The tits have not gotten
your moves.
Yeah, it's just fucking big old fat fucking disgusting Buddha gut.
Pretty much all just right there.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah,
and on the back of my head.
Oh, you
my
do.
Face.
Yeah,
you do have
disgusting
the thick neck. You got the head.
Big
thick neck. Yeah, that's you.
I have 3 months to clean up my act, or else I'm a diabetic, Mitch.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why is there a time frame?
Because they said that it's like you have to have multiple tests. Is saying that like you know that
just getting a second opinion.
Yeah, the guy just looks at me. Yep, you got it.
The beatus.
You don't know shit.
You don't know shit, Doc.
He's going to Dr. James Andrews. Yeah. Get that second opinion.
And so the A1C is just slightly into the type 2 range. So your sugar can spike though, and you can have. So that's why they say you need multiple tests.
Right.
Okay. But they're like 3 months. We'll do another test in like, you know, I have to behave for the next 3 months.
So you started with some
the beer is
streusel.
Fine. Yeah. Exactly.
There's no restrictions on beer.
Yeah. You just pissed
beer's
that out.
Perfectly okay.
Just yeah, that it's out. Fine. It's I'll just piss this out. Yeah. It's just rented.
Yeah.
No, it's all in the diet and the exercise crap now. So I got to get rid of I got to stop doing everything fun.
Hey, when was a miserable the last life. Time you ran?
Ran
like not even like
in an organized sport.
Yeah, like just you know,
high school,
100 feet,
100 feet.
Like
I'm not sure I'd ever run 100 feet. Well, I hit a double one time, and so that was 180.
It was a ground rule double.
He did cut the corner though.
I did cut the corner. No, I mean, that's a good question. When's the last time I ran?
When's the last time you ran 100 feet?
I mean, I ran.
Talk about some time that you like you got into a nest of bees, a bee's hive.
I wouldn't even run from those. Like, fuck it.
Yeah. Sting me.
No, fucking I mean,
Macaulay Culkin over here.
At least I'll get some honey out of it.
Now, see, because most of the time, if I am running, I'm doing it on a treadmill. Okay. So I'm not
so
going.
So last time you did that?
It's been probably 8 months since I was going
a
to the
fortnight?
Gym. Yeah, but so I'm trying not to burn myself out on it. So now I'm doing the 10,000 steps a day thing.
And
that's good.
And like I'm down like 14 pounds already.
Nice. Hey.
So I'm trying
streusel.
To streusel it back
streusel.
Up with doing that. So but
we,
yeah,
we
I gotta,
should do a race though.
Yeah,
that would be fun. We still need to go kick the field goals. That'd be fun.
I would love
to do that too.
You know, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go for an arena football
ACL.
I'm gonna tear everything.
How far do you think you could kick one?
40 yards. I guarantee I could do it, mate. Right now,
really?
Guarantee.
See, this. I'm getting attacked for this, Mitch.
Yeah, I guarantee.
All the guys at it was saying it. I forgot to. And when Mike was here in the last episode,
I did it.
That's the exact same thing I said. Like it was like when I did it, it was like I fucking kicked. You know, like I kicked. When I played football,
yeah,
and it was like, but the it was like, I remember like Mikey was there. Mikey held the ball for me, and it was. I mean, we were fucking around out there at Fairmont, but like you know, it was like a whole thing where you had like a kid who played soccer in college, and he couldn't. He fucking was like missing him. He kept shanking him.
Hey, you remember that story you told about the guy saying he could hit home runs off you or something like that?
Which one was that?
I forget. Same guy. He was playing with you at the football that day. He played college baseball and said, I'd hit home runs off you.
Oh, that's Tyler Lenz.
Tyler Lenz, okay.
He wasn't playing. We were just talking about the field goal.
So a guy that I good friends with, listener of the show, listen to every episode, Chris Snyder,
Chris Snyder.
Yeah.
Haven't seen you on Patreon yet.
Well, Chris, he just talked about joining because
there's a lot of talk going on in Mitch's circle.
I don't know. I can't even finish the story about listeners. Anyway, so Snyder says that he is at the country club that he belongs to. And as
he clearly can afford to pay for Patreon.
And so as they're talking, one guy gets all mouthy and says, "I played at Kentucky. I could take you deep." And he's like,
"What?"
Well, because Snyder was
baseball
a pitcher.
To me. Baseball.
And I got news for you. That means you gay.
Spread them. So Snyder was a pitcher at Wright State, and he pitched all 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And right when they were starting their run of going to the NCAA tournament all the time. So he's got he's pitched so many games that he actually leads the school in wins and losses. Oh. He has that many games pitched. And so this guy was like, "Oh yeah, Wright State, fucking a joke." And so Snyder looks up this guy's stats at Kentucky, and he batted in 4 years. He batted 28 times, and he's like, "Who the fuck are you talking to, you asshole?" And so he's like, "Well, I could take you deep. 3 out of 10 pitches, I'd hit a home run." He's like, "We're at the country club. I don't have a mound, and B, we don't have bats or balls. What are we going to do?" He's like, "I'll do it right now." He's like, he just said, "Spread them." And he's like, "All right, I got it."
Do you think we could convince Joe to throw BP to us and see if you think you'd do it? I'm thinking about this for Instagram videos where we all try to hit off of him and to see how ridiculous we all look.
He had the nastiest slider.
I know, but do you think he would be? Would that be tough on him to? I mean, surely he would have to kind of.
He's got this at his house. He's got this. I'll say it's probably like a 30,000 square foot barn.
Uh-huh.
Pretty big ass barn with indoor basketball court and gym and everything else, really, really nice stuff.
We could probably do that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Play basketball against the 15-year veteran major league pitcher.
No, I just mean two-on-two.
I'm just thinking I can make a call to Dub and we could do that shit at the stadium.
Yeah, Dub owes me a call back.
And film it and just how ridiculous we would look trying to hit off of him.
Yeah.
How funny that would be.
I don't even think I could swing a bat without hurting myself right now. Like a muscle. I would tear a muscle.
It'd be kind of hard. We could get Bevin's kid to come out and catch it.
Yeah.
And just have him, because he's he's a fucking high school catcher.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
He'd bring all of his gear out. He'd love that shit.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty hurt right now.
Yeah, he had back. Didn't he have to have back surgery or something?
He has a fracture in his back.
Oh, yeah. Back.
Well, I mean, we're not going to be able to do it until the next. I'm not doing it in the cold. But yeah, when we have, I think it'd be hilarious.
I'm sure he has a mound inside.
Yeah,
in that big old barn.
Yeah.
He's got a whole pond. He bought forty.
But see,
acres
he's not. We won't be able to show me going deep off of him if we're not on a real field.
If you hit at all,
not on a real field.
If you hit it at all,
that's the problem.
That's the problem.
You're right.
You're right.
Wouldn't it be hilarious though to do that?
Yeah. Well, my former neighbor is the head coach of Wright State. You know, he'd let us on
the
field.
One with the big dong.
Right. Yeah.
That the huge is dong. Not Ron Nishwitz. No, the current Wright State coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sogard. I lived next to him for multiple years. Okay. That's how I got all of my tickets, all the games and the tournament stuff. Yeah.
To Wright State?
Well, when they go to the NCAA tournament.
You're going Wednesday, right?
Yeah. I've got courtside tickets this week. This Wednesday. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Taking an old friend, Lindsay, that went with us to the Dave Matthews concert.
Oh, really?
She and I are going.
Yeah.
Friends.
Just friends. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
Friends throw the thunder hammer in the back of the car in the park.
Friends touch.
She just needs that chubby fatty climber to climb on board. Yeah.
That's what I really, if I can get a jersey that just says fatty climber on the
69.
Back. Yeah,
number 69, fatty climber.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get J-Dub to steal stuff from the Dragons for me, but he won't do it.
What a puss.
I know, he's such a puss. No, I want some framed kind of Dragons memorabilia stuff to hang. I'm going to deck out that room into that's my home office now over there. Mm-hmm, so I need to I want to make it kind of, sports oriented. I hung my major awards on the wall up there, but I need to get some more stuff in there, but we'll see. But I was trying to get them, but they moved it all into storage since they're renovating that fucking thing.
Oh man, that's
steal something from me, Jada.
I keep driving by the field at night and love watching the field go in, man. That's been fun.
Yeah.
That's been real fun.
Yeah, well, it should be interesting.
Oh, I talked to the people that own my condo and about other condos that were like bigger. I was thinking about buying.
Oh.
And they've got a building on down past the 111 building, closer to the highway on First. And they're selling, it's like, I'll say like a 20-floor building.
Uh-huh.
In the Stratford, maybe? But they're selling the top floors as condos.
Closer to which way down First?
Yeah, all the way up closer to the highway on First.
So back towards downtown, past downtown.
No, it's still in downtown.
Well, yeah, but that way.
Yeah.
Not towards the other way.
Yeah, not towards the other way, yeah. If you're getting closer to 75, like 2 blocks away from 75.
But
they just sent it to me today, and I don't know anything about the cost. I don't know anything about the renovation. I don't know anything about the square footage.
I wouldn't want to go that side. But I don't know that I want to
go that side. I wouldn't either. Yeah, I mean, I'll dog it. I would buy something in the old Mendelssohn's building.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. I'd like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Or you could just go buy a house like a normal person. Stop this midlife crisis you're having.
It is a midlife crisis.
I want to be trendy and live downtown.
I'm really good at it.
I like to walk around and get drinks.
Uh-huh. The scooter.
Yes, I'm a scooter guy.
All about the snatch.
Yeah.
It is. All about the snatch. They all come. I did buy. They all come. You're right. But
nah, I doubt it.
I did.
No!
Mitch is bad at sex. Inadequate. Not with my tongue.
Inadequate.
Who was it? The Firefly building.
Which one's that?
The building that's behind Bricks, behind the Real Art building.
Okay.
And it's got the upstairs that's all decked out.
Yeah.
Whoever bought it in, I'll say, 2019 for $300,000.
Uh-huh.
The top floor and the actual rooftop that's all decked out. And then they tried to sell it last year for $650,000.
Did they get it?
No, they didn't.
No, yeah.
But I just, and then now it's gone, you know, I mean, it's tough to buy anything right now or. I don't know. You've conquered the market, but...
He conquered the market.
I want to call it conquered.
He conquered it.
But you bought a house.
But we did. We did get a house.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And a pizza. And no Dustin. Dustin won't help you move, but the rest of us, we will.
That was so funny.
I'm over the age of...
I was literally sitting there thinking the same thing, and then he said it like, how old is Kyle? 34? Yeah. He's like...
Not 34.
Yeah, whatever. He's like, you're over 30. He's like, you're past the people helping you move age.
I would give a little bit more. I think I'd give it up to 40. Is the age range.
I will make it known, I did not ask.
We offered.
Timmy and Mitch helped.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Offered to help, like good individuals would do.
Absolutely. We do, yes. Yeah. Like the monkey's ass I am.
I just criticized the color of the garage door.
You did.
What's with the blue door?
We got to change that.
What an asshole. That blue door's got to go. Yep.
It is pretty bright blue.
It's very Miamisburg.
It's very blue.
Oh, yeah.
It's very
Miamisburg very pride.
Very
not mistaking what color that garage is.
I will buy you the paint to paint that, Kyle.
What color?
I don't care anything but that color.
How about Honolulu blue?
It's pretty much Honolulu blue now.
It is close.
Yeah.
It is close.
Paint the frame silver.
I've never heard that until that.
It's Honolulu blue.
Yeah, that's what their blue's called. But it is nice. It pops.
It does.
It's very similar to the Thunder blue.
Very similar to Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
That halftime show.
I didn't watch it.
Ugh.
I mean, that's what I got on the internet. I was doing some more Inception trolling, where people are on there like, oh, duh, did you see Dolly? And oh, Jack Harlow was a joke and blah, blah, blah. I can't believe he done this and Detroit did him wrong. And I'm like, did anyone actually read that? Jack Harlow's doing the halftime show. This is going to be good. Who actually thought that guy?
I didn't even know Jack Harlow was doing the halftime show.
Yeah, I didn't either. I didn't either. It was just like, but like, seriously, like.
I don't put any stock.
There's one white rapper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
There's
now.
One.
Yeah, and then they put him in White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah. If Eminem did it, it would have been glorious.
I don't even know who Jack Harlow is.
You know what came out.
I only know because he did that. Yeah, he did that fucking White Men Can't Jump.
Good Burger 2 came out. Yeah.
Keenan and Kel look almost the exact same.
They do. That's right.
And they're still just as unfunny as they ever were.
Probably. Probably.
They're no
kidding. When I was a kid, I loved Keenan and Kel.
Yeah.
But it was because I was a kid.
And I was stupid.
And Nickelodeon.
Because I was a kid and I was retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, my buddy, Nick, when we were out we always do the night after Thanksgiving big party, and I walk in and he's the Black one Friday. Wearing yeah Black Friday. He's wearing the Bucky's costume.
Oh yeah,
that he bought on the way to.
I'm surprised Dustin refrained from attacking you for that one too.
I thought he's getting,
I yelled at him a couple of times, soft, so now I think I think he's starting to. He's getting soft
that
now.
Was quite the costume.
It was soft, quite, and he was soft. All excited. But as I, as he walks in, he does the whole Trump thing. Is I'm gonna come. Have you guys seen those
don't
videos?
Come. I have.
Don't
seen
come.
It.
I'm gonna come.
I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna come.
Don't do it.
Don't come.
I
don't
come. We did have our first Bucky's experience on our.
Yeah, way. He did.
I was really? Like, you know what? We need gas at this time.
I'm still
like,
not.
Let's just go.
Isn't it nice to be a part to understand it now?
It's so overwhelming.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
It's did you so get overwhelming?
Amanda did had a panic attack any, in it.
She did?
Almost. There were so many fucking people, man. It was just like,
yeah, blah, blah, blah. It is.
I think we drove by the Lexington one and I could see traffic there from the highway. I'm like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's like a Walmart on Black Friday at a gas station.
And
like,
the people are happy Walmart people because they're either going to Gatlinburg or they're going to Destin.
Oh, God.
Timmy likes Gatlinburg.
I like them both. I like them both.
It was wild.
I hate people and everybody's stupid, but let's go to Gatlinburg.
My brother went to Italy a couple weeks ago.
I saw that. He was there for a while, wasn't
he? Yeah, about nine days.
Great
like
salad
that.
Dressing.
Yeah, the best. And so,
I got a story about that, too. What do you
so Jason and his wife and daughter, he takes his daughter, too. She's 8 years old. And
That's a fun age.
She was really overwhelmed.
What a waste of money.
She was really overwhelmed by it all.
I should have left her with you.
And the last, yeah, and the last day she goes, next time, can we just go to Gatlinburg?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I like her already.
Fucking awful.
Go karts so and mini putt. Let's go. God, I love miniature golf.
Pompeii and Venice. She's like, gondola or Gatlinburg? That's what I want, Gatlinburg. In Italian dressing.
Yeah. We had smoked tilapia. I made some smoked tilapia last night and some
good fish.
Was that
chili downstairs?
Yeah, it is. You can eat some of it too.
That was very positive.
I'd offer some to Kyle. He's a pussy. He doesn't eat onions.
God, there's onion in it. Oh, I will blow up my office tomorrow.
Dude, I mean, chicken and mashed potatoes.
Just kind of go around them.
I mean, what's wrong with chicken and mashed potatoes?
What chili on the planet doesn't have onions in it?
From a pickle restaurant?
I don't. When I make onions or chili, I don't put onions.
What do you put in your chili?
Everything. But onion.
What's that? Like, describe. Everything can mean a lot to everyone
beans
else.
Beans and
all forms of tomato.
Tomato.
Gross.
Peppers.
Just the things that he misses out on.
He's
never had a good pico de gallo. How do you live?
White chicken chili I make too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's not chili. That's soup.
Very chili. Very cheesy. I mean, I like cheese.
Racist.
Yeah.
It's cowardly and racist.
It's cowardly and racist.
White chicken chili.
You know what else is... Oh my God,
Old Man Corcoran!
I've never thought about how racist it sounds.
Racist white chicken chili.
I mean, that's just.
Oh my God, I'm going to stop eating.
My mind's always thinking.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yes. It is. Yeah. You're
it's
right.
Always going
about sniffies.
Just always thinking about
spread
stuff. Dicks.
Yeah. He was just checking.
Yeah, he was. That's what he did.
Did you find that hooker?
I'm curious.
Those are nice tits.
Those are nice tits.
She'll send you a pic.
She will get on there and message her. Hey, show me
her name is Clarice.
I didn't get a name.
I didn't get a name.
It was just Bambi 12.
Oh, my God.
He's anonymous. Oh, God, I got to put my birthday in.
Are you doing
He's doing it right now.
How close they are.
Do you have the app?
Is there an app?
I don't know. Don't answer that question.
Don't answer it. Kyle points his finger abruptly. Don't answer that. Don't you dare answer. But spread them.
Was unable to
connect. Mitch, you'll like this. In Greenville, there's a putt-putt course, and every hole is after a famous movie.
In Greenville, South Carolina.
South Carolina?
Yeah, the weekend when we were in Clemson, we went on the Friday night before the game. It was awesome.
Really?
Hole one was Game of Thrones.
Nice.
I'm going to try to do the hole 18 here.
Okay.
Two, Legoland. Three.
Lame.
What? Yeah, it was very
business.
So there's no theme here at all?
No, no theme. Just movies.
No, movies.
Just movies.
Okay.
Just movies.
That's
three
a big
might,
theme.
Three may have been Jurassic Park.
Overarching.
It was like a... print, a dino print in the middle you had to get over. Harry Potter was 4. Home Alone was 5.
Yeah.
You had to like go down the stairs. It was very cool.
Oh, nice.
Very cool. Cascaded down.
In a pink can and micro.
There were pink cans, little mouse traps. Yep. Jaws was 6. You had to hit it through the shark's mouth and then it knocked out into the hole. I think you'd like this course.
This sounds like a win.
Yes.
The holes were designed around the movie?
Yes. Okay. Yes. There was a Ghostbusters hole. You'd like... hit it into Slimer, and it came out of his ass, and then went on the hole. There was a Wizard of Oz hole.
Mitch is erect right now.
And I'm not going to do the whole 18 now because it's dumb.
I'm really excited.
Boris
is ran its course.
I'm already starting to get bored.
I'm done. But hole 18 was Happy Gilmore, and you hit it through the clown's little
tongue to the nose thing. Did I tell you what kind of ball marker I'm using right now?
Do tell.
It's a cracker.
The Ritz cracker.
The Ritz cracker from Happy Gilmore. I have one of those.
Fitting.
But also, when I was playing in Lexington last weekend, when I wrecked the cart,
is that all you did while you were in Lexington?
I didn't. That's all I did.
That's all you did.
No other extracurriculars. But I found this really good skipping rock that was like very large and very flat, right?
I should have taken a picture of it so they can all see it.
I used it as a ball marker. And I just put it down. I had it in my hoodie. I was wearing a hoodie because it was kind of chilly. And I put it.
Is that what you told her?
Chilly
outside.
Which shoes did you choose?
Brett's listening in the cruise going, "Oh, shut the fuck up, Mitch!" Right? So fuck your fucking ball marker.
My buddy's getting ready to putt, and he's like, "Hey, do you mind to mark it?" And I was like, "That's fine." And I, instead of pulling out the cracker, I pull out this boulder. And I just put it down on the green. And
I thought it was great, man. It was really funny.
It was really funny.
I really like who I am. I'm very happy.
I like who very you happy. Are too, Mitch.
Thank you.
I'm glad you don't have a personality
unceremoniously
conflict.
Or twin. Myself.
I guess you had to be
or
there.
A twin.
Yeah. Or a twin. Thanks.
I'm glad you don't have a twin, Mitch.
I do. My brother Jason looks a lot like me.
Yeah, you get close.
But we're 8 years apart.
Yeah, you guys close.
Eight and
it's
half.
True. It's
Magnum
true.
Magnum jizz.
MJ. That's what it is.
MJ.
It was like that by the time it got to Mitch.
Oh, man.
Here I am. I'm going to mark that ball the big rock.
My dad told a story the other day about playing basketball when he was like 19, 20, right before he got married. And his buddy Murph,
you
R.I.P.
Did you say 1920?
19 or 20
in
years
1920.
Old. Yeah. Magnum 77. Uh-huh. He's getting up there. But my dad
old
was
fucker.
Jumps up and he comes down on top of his buddy Murph, Murph's head with his mouth open and his tooth, his like, what's this called right here?
Tooth.
Your incisor?
Incisor, like the pointy
bicuspid.
Ones? Yeah. It
fang.
Was, it, yeah, the fang.
Fang.
Tooth
goddamn fang.
Was in Murph's head.
Oh,
my dad has terrible teeth.
How erotic.
Yeah, so erotic. Just bustling with semen and yeah. jizz.
Oh,
and sweat.
Wow.
But my dad's tooth was in
greasy
Murph's head.
Butt fuck.
My dad had to get a bridge put in to hold that tooth.
Yeah.
Because Murph's head stole it.
Huh.
Uh-huh. Yep, yep.
Surprised it didn't make the news.
What kind of news?
Ah, speaking of news, you like that segue?
That was good.
Look at
sex
that.
Way.
Fantastic.
Just
sex way.
Sex way.
Blair Tindall. Favorite. We haven't done an episode of Periodicals in a long
no,
time.
We haven't.
It's starting to get crisp and chilly outside.
Yeah.
It's cold as fuck.
Yes,
today.
It's cold as fuck today.
Were you outside?
Damn, yeah.
I walked outside.
It sucked.
Yeah. Yep. I walked outside and I was like, thank God I don't work outside anymore.
Yeah.
Thank
you're
God
an inside
I'm off this
man.
Week. No, I won't be. I'll be outside a lot.
Yeah, okay.
quite a bit, but I won't be doing stupid
I
shit.
I got a
like
Carhartt from my work.
Picking up baby diapers.
And somebody said, oh, it's a little big on you, but it'll shrink because you know how Carhartts are. And I was like, I don't know how Carhartts are.
Carhartts don't shrink. They're tell like, them to shut their fuck hole.
Well, they said
hole.
That. They're like,
you should have said, this will be a little big on you and pulled out your dick.
Yeah.
I said, spread them.
That's the
look
best
at this wiener.
That's the best fucking part of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. If
when
I wanted,
says,
if I wanted
to hear,
if I wanted a joke, I'd follow you into the John and watch you take a leak.
That's that is my great.
Steve Martin's amazing in that movie.
Steve Martin is so funny
yes,
when he's trying
right.
to be an
he's
asshole.
He's good, man.
Trying to be.
My brother
so
Ryan has
it.
A poster of the Jerk in his theater yeah. room downstairs.
See, that's the one movie I don't get that people think are so funny. I just
I
think
love,
it's dumb.
It's
Mark
it's,
fucking loved that one. I remember him talking to me, thinking
Mark
I was like retarded because I was like the fucking Jerk is stupid. And he's like, oh my god, you're a fucking idiot, like yelling at me when I was like 17.
I think it's somewhere in between. Yeah, it's, not yeah, the greatest movie ever made, but not dumb.
It's just too overly dumb.
on the spectrum.
Yeah. Yes, it's definitely. Yes.
Don't use that word. You know.
We're going to around. Burgers. We got four. For those of you who don't remember or don't know how our periodicals episodes work, we're doing four news stories from around the world. Man, oddities. Periodicals. Yes, that's the theme of it. We're each going to read one of them, and we're going to put them in order from the... We just kind of pick how we determine how we... One of them are the best ones, the most fucked up ones. Yeah. Kind of depends. So we put those in order as we go around. But we're only doing four of them, so, you know, you don't have to suffer too much. And then we don't have to read all these fucking stories.
If you feel like you're suffering, fuck off.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen to something else.
That's right.
No.
Pay for Patreon.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Pay for Patreon, and then you'll get ones that we don't do periodicals in, and then you'll get all the great stuff. We had a great periodicals episode, not periodicals, great Patreon episode, the gold episode of November was fucking hilarious.
It's a whammy.
Yes, Mitch had some dynamite stories in that one that we all loved very much. And I gotten several comments about that already.
Have you really?
Like, oh yeah. Like, that's fucking sweet. Yeah. It's like, what an idiot.
I didn't pay any money.
I've already heard comments about it.
Yeah, I didn't pay any money. I didn't do anything.
All right, going to my left per usual, Timmy Ruxpin's going to be reading your first one. Where does this come from, Timmy?
Flo-rida.
Oh, you know it's good Florida if it comes from Florida.
Flo-rida.
Florida man rescued again while attempting to cross Atlantic in floating hamster wheel.
Wow, that's a big wheel.
Timmy's going to love this guy. This is why I gave Timmy this one.
Peace activist faces felony charges after allegedly refusing the Coast Guard's pleas for him to disembark and threatening to harm himself with a knife and a fake bomb.
All right, asshole.
Like, oh, here's this guy. He's number four.
It gets even better. A Florida ultra marathoner and peace activist is facing felony charges after allegedly attempting to run across the Atlantic in a homemade hamster wheel. It's what authorities said was at least his fourth attempt. Fourth attempt. Reza, who goes by Ray Belushi's intercoastal stunt ended approximately 60 miles off the coast of South Carolina last week after the U.S. Coast Guard said they spotted him floating in the circular cage, initially near Savannah, Georgia, during routine preparations ahead of Hurricane Idalia. The 51-year-old...
Oh,
51, wow. Said he was heading for London, England, but he was repeatedly told that his vessel was unsafe and should not be in use.
I think he could have made it.
They should have let him try. London's not even a coastal town.
They absolutely should have.
You'd have to go around and back up the Thames.
That's the problem.
It was described as staying afloat through wiring and buoys, according to a copy of the criminal complaint. Belushi allegedly refused to leave his vessel, which authorities described as a hydropod, and he threatened to stab himself if anyone tried to stop him. Man, he was committed.
Let him.
I'll give him that. He was committed.
Just pop the bubble.
Darwinism.
The officers stayed with him for 3 days as he continued to make his way up the coast, during which... He
in
also,
bad direction, dude.
Yeah, apparently. During which he also allegedly threatened to blow himself up with a device that was later found to be a phony.
What a fucking idiot.
God. It gets better.
They should have just let him fucking Darwin. Yeah. He ultimately surrendered near Georgetown, South Carolina on August 29th and was brought to a Miami federal court where he was charged with obstruction of boarding and violation of the captain of the port order. Whatever the fuck that means. According to the court documents, this was Belushi's fourth attempt to traverse the high seas in the same floating craft with him.
He was taken away from him.
Which, and each time he was stopped by the Coast Guard in 2014, 2016, and 2021.
Oh, he's not a quitter.
Oh, they go into his previous attempt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at this one.
His first attempt cost taxpayers more than $140,000. The Coast Guard said in a statement after that failed attempt to reach the Bermuda Triangle in 2014.
He's looking for Amelia Earhart.
He obviously wants to die. Let him fucking do it. Jesus. Save the fucking public a bunch of money.
I bet you that thing would float forever.
Look at that fucking retard.
Jeez. Look at that ass. Yeah. I was like, it's a pretty nice ass there, Kyle.
That's why I clicked on that. Yeah.
Can we come on your ship?
The law enforcement agency said it provided Bellucci with an outlined series of requirements if he wanted to safely and legally travel in such a vessel again. These requirements were ignored, authorities say. And he was rescued in another homemade vessel in 2016 while attempting to travel from Florida to Bermuda, Puerto Rico, Haiti, Cuba, and then back again.
God, he's so
fucking
good at this.
Idiot. He is just worldly.
He is.
Does it say what he is protesting for?
Hamsters.
It said he's a climate activist. Is that what they said?
Yeah, peace activist and
3-day standoff
and ultra marathoner.
Oh God,
an idiot.
He just wants to see if he
How
can.
Does this
do
guy
it.
Have money?
Yeah, yeah. Great question.
I don't get it.
In 2016, his publicist. He has a publicist.
He has a publicist.
Told the South Florida Sun Sentinel that it was her understanding that the Coast Guard's order was merely a recommendation and not a mandate. She added that he would, quote, definitely try again, end quote.
You know she took on this guy pro bono because he just keeps getting out.
Right. Yeah. Bellucci, there's no such thing as bad press, right?
Yeah. No,
Bellucci
exactly.
has publicly presented himself as a peace activist. His website states that his mission is showing the world that anything is possible if only you believe.
Oh, is that beautiful?
You not true.
Fucking
not
true. Pussy.
I couldn't stuff this nose up my, or stuff this house up my fucking nose.
Yeah. If you burned it to the ground and then snorted all the ashes one by one, Kyle.
Not going to.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Could be done. This guy is amazing. I think he's a
saving
true
the world,
hero.
Saving the world one hamster wheel
sponsored
at a time.
Sponsored by Denny's.
I don't think that thing would sink.
Probably not.
Oh, no. That thing's not going to sink.
Yeah, with the buoys. But yeah.
Even if it got like overrun with so much water, it's just going to keep floating.
But see, the thing about him is he was going up the coast so people could see him. Clearly, this guy wasn't going to actually try this. I don't think he is.
Well, how far did he get?
I mean, they like got him off of the shore. He was going up the shoreline. They were like following him.
Right. This guy just needs attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to tell.
He looks like a guy Russell Brand would play.
Yes, it does.
It kind of does.
He looks like he's got a little bit of the burgers.
Yeah, he does. He's got
see
little,
that distance
he's
stare?
A little bit burgers.
He's not looking at you. He's looking through
cheese
you.
And yeah. Gorgonzola.
Katy Perry
burger.
Is interested.
Yes, Katy Perry's interested. She's going to shit talk him afterwards.
She's going to
what a bitch.
I'm going to spread him.
What I mean, what circumstance? I don't even know if I would want to take a transatlantic cruise, let alone try to go in something like that.
Definitely
out there.
Not going to the Bermuda
like that
Triangle.
That girl that fucking tried to like that, or that girl that kayaked all the way across the fucking Atlantic. She was like 17.
Wild behavior.
Kayak?
Was yes.
Full on kayak.
It was like this. What's the word I'm looking for? This
idiot
retrofitted kayak.
Okay.
That she could like sleep in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember this.
She had to paddle
this.
Across the whole fucking ocean.
It's, like, it's just crazy shit. Like Christopher McCandless.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like,
that guy's a fucking idiot. Yeah.
What is
the bear
what the
eater?
Fuck possesses you to do
they
shit?
Can't,
like,
yeah. Because they can't exist in normal society. That's what it is. Like they have problems with it, and then they're like, oh, I gotta be plus. And I think their parents never beat the shit out of them. Told them that they weren't special.
Oh God,
that's one clear. Of my that's that one of my clear. Opinions too of it.
Poor children.
Yeah,
no, that's a stupid fucking idea.
Yeah, you're an idiot. You're fucking stupid.
Don't do that.
Let me tell you something.
I love that his publicist said he'll do it again.
That's what my dad used to always tell me. You're not particularly talented or good looking, so you better be good at something.
You better be funny, motherfucker.
Yeah, you better work harder, fucking idiot. All right, Florida man hamster wheel is on the list. Kyle, where does yours come from?
This one rains from Atlanta.
Ooh, Atlanta.
Georgia.
Oh yeah.
The headline reads: apparent diarrhea incident forces Delta flight to Barcelona to turn back.
I heard about
this. Oh, yeah. This was a
I did
doozy.
Not hear about this. But
you did?
Buckle oh, up. No, I don't read the news a whole lot.
What? That surprises me.
I try not to pay attention.
It makes me wonder how many times this has happened and it didn't make national news.
It's a great question.
It had to have happened before.
Yeah, you're right.
To make them turn back, though?
That's offensive. Oh, yeah. That's an offensive amount.
That's a lot of diarrhea.
That's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of shit.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Let's hear it.
All right. So, from Atlanta, Georgia. A Delta Airlines flight headed to Barcelona, Spain on Friday was forced to turn around after a passenger had a medical issue that created an apparent biohazard situation. A spokesperson for the airline acknowledged the incident in a statement Tuesday night. Delta Flight 194 on September 1st from Atlanta to Barcelona returned to Atlanta following an onboard medical issue, the statement said. Our teams worked as quickly and as safely as possible to get our customers to their final destinations. We sincerely apologize to our customers for the delay and inconvenience to their travel plans. Audio posted on the liveatc.net and shared by a user on X, formerly Twitter, who said the audio came from the flight, captured an exchange between a pilot and an air traffic controller personnel. This is a biohazard issue, a voice says on the recording. Yuck. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
Oh, God.
According to the flight tracking site FlightAware, the Airbus A350 returned to the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport about 2 hours after its departure.
It's even worse. Like, you were that far into it.
I feel like they'd be coming back with one less soul on board.
And I want to track this now.
Oh, my. I just picked. Do you think. What do you think
that plane looked like?
Or that person.
What do you think the behavior, the level of hysteria was in the plane as this person is running through it?
Did they release her name? Can we see what she
was? Was it a her or a him?
I think it was
I don't think it said either way. You immediately
was she like a huge bitch?
That's
yeah.
what I mean.
I think it's no, I heard it was a pretty tiny person. Just got real sick.
Really?
Yeah, like Kyle size. It was a tiny person.
Can't you just Kyle's stay tiny. In the fucking bathroom?
Kyle wears a
compared
large.
To the rest of us.
Like, are they screaming? Like, are people screaming? Oh my God, there's pictures from inside the plane.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my God, there's pictures from inside the plane.
Oh,
they put down like
man.
Like,
oh my gross. God, did people start puking?
I'd hope
oh,
so.
Oh, I just got a chill.
Is that her?
Is that her?
Is it a man or a woman?
Oh, she's old.
Oh, that person. Is that the person?
I don't know if that was that just another
Barcelona diarrhea yeah. plane.
And they fuzzed out the ass area, so
yeah.
I'm thinking that might be the person.
That's probably who it is, the person that. On the stretcher.
But oh that says Miami Dade.
God, yeah.
Atlanta flight.
So many questions here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have a colostomy bag?
There's no way. They were
passengers.
Just
the last you went.
I would just kill myself if that happened to me.
One more.
What would the...
One more.
That's just one little error.
Passengers carried off Delta plane in stretchers.
Okay, that's a different one. Yeah, they use the same one. Turbulence, yeah, leading to that.
Diarrhea.
I was about to say, why are they got her on a neck brace if she's just shitting herself?
It took 5 hours to clean up a little diarrhea.
A little? A little? It sounds like they...
sounds like that person's insides came out.
Oh, my God. Was there audio? Did they literally say there was up in the go flight, up? Not that one. Go up hours. One to the Twitter.
You can't even tell if it's a man or
right
woman
there. That. Is that
look at that path?
Will that play audio? You're unmute.
Oops.
See if that'll.
That's not.
It's good recording.
It's not playing anything.
Okay.
Hear anything at least.
I don't know if it was just like yeah. Who knows. Yeah, ugh.
That's
can you? I mean,
awful.
Who do you think has that worse? The person or the people who have to sit there, or the crew? Who is worse? Who has the worst effect of this from that circumstance?
I think
is it the person who shits himself?
It's got to be the person.
The person who shits themselves. That's absolutely.
So embarrassing.
I mean, that's the rest of their life. They have to remember they were on the news over and over for crapping themselves.
Which is probably why we can't
aisle.
Find a name or anything.
But they also somebody was sitting by that pile of shit for 2 hours, like smelling
innocent.
It.
Do you,
some
do
innocent
you hide
person.
That person? Do you like put them in the toilet and allow them to just hide from everybody?
I mean, I don't.
Little Bartman.
I don't think there's ever
yeah. a little security
guy. Bartman. They're throwing beers at her.
Yes.
You fucking
pizza.
Bitch. You're right. I'm supposed to be in the running of the Bulls tomorrow.
I've got my white pants on and you shit on them.
Shit all over me.
Oh, yeah. What if he was wearing white?
Do you think it was something she ate?
Oh, yeah. It's everything they ate.
It was like the last five days of food.
I bet it was onion based.
You think so? I doubt it.
I bet it was onion based.
The onions would have held it
a lot of onion powder. Yeah. That's what it was.
Should have included more cheese.
Metamucil.
Yeah, clogged you up a little bit.
Yeah, I eat so much cheese, I'll never shit my pants ever again. Never again. It's not happening.
I definitely have less sharts as an adult than I did when I was younger. I know that.
Kyle, are you the one you've claimed that you've never sharted once in your life?
Grow up.
No, you don't make that claim, or you never have?
No, I hadn't. I never
had. Yeah. The phone rings. It's Jack. Yes. He's fucking lying over the phone.
So many skid marks.
He shit his
when he was 11.
We were just throwing we were his in Gatlinburg. Away. His poor mother.
Gene, come on. Gene, come on.
Jack and Gene.
Yes, he had an upset tummy when he was younger.
It wasn't his fault.
Let's call Gene. No. Let's hear about it.
Let me tell you about this time when we were at Putt Putt.
Every time he drinks wine.
You know how they have the green felt on top of the hole? At Putt Putt, his ball turned orange because he shit on it.
Yeah.
It's not because he got a hole in one.
Yeah. God, it's embarrassing. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, that sounds
Luckily, my wife hasn't had to deal with that yet. Just puking in washing machines.
Puking in washing machines.
Which that's you can be mad at somebody for doing that. Yeah. But can you be mad at someone for shitting, for getting sick and shitting their pants? That's the next question.
Go to the bathroom.
I don't think if you're sick though. I mean,
see, that's where
the degree of sickness I think
there you go.
Probably comes into.
I mean, have you ever been so sick, Timmy, that you could not stop shit from coming out of your ass?
I don't know, but if I were unable to do that, I wouldn't get on a fucking plane.
That's what I mean. That's the point.
She could have ate Panda Express at the airport.
She could have. That was. Almost killed my brother. He claims. He claims it was Panda Express at an outdoor mall in San Diego.
It's not good.
And then it was.
I do have to pee though.
I hate Chinese food too.
Almost as much as Chinese people.
I like every other type of Asian food. I just hate Chinese.
You don't like Chinese food? Well, I mean, what you eat really is real Chinese food.
He likes bao buns.
They're like load it with sugar because fat Americans will eat it and they'll love this. It's not real Chinese
much MSG.
Food. Yes.
I like Thai. I like Japanese. Uh-huh. I like Korean.
Ladies.
Like the typical Americanized version of Chinese food I don't like.
Yeah, it depends with me. It's only a few things.
Like takeout. No, don't like it.
Like, I can fuck up some General Tso's.
I used to like orange chicken, but orange chicken just doesn't do it as much for me anymore. And then sweet and sour chicken, you know, that's too sweet nowadays. Yeah. I want something that's a little walkish, you know what I mean?
Anything, it's got to be, I just love to mix it all into the fucking rice.
I do too, but I don't want
but all the extra. But I can't eat that anymore because I'm a fat, worthless piece of shit now.
I don't want all the syrupy, soupy, wet stuff that comes along with that comes out. Like, I want to drain that stuff. I want a very... Like, when I have chili, I don't want it to be real wet.
Soupy.
Yeah.
I want the chunks thick. Of food. Yeah. I want thick, like my women.
Thick and hearty.
Uh-huh.
Kyle's down there telling your daughters to shut up and sit down. He's probably telling them to act up. He's like, you guys should climb up there and see if you can knock that off.
I bet
you can't do that.
I bet you guys can't decorate the entire wall.
I bet you can't throw this vase back and forth 100 times without dropping it.
You should redecorate the entire Christmas tree. I bet you can't do it before we get down.
Is your wife here?
No.
Why?
She's at some hippie fucking like sound bath thing. You ever heard of these things? She's been going to a bunch of them.
What is a
it's either
sound
that or
bath?
She's having an affair. She's not telling me. But like,
I hope it's both.
Yeah, I kind of hope she's just
either
cheating
way. I hope
on me.
She's enjoying herself.
Yeah, exactly. I hope everyone has a good time.
I just hope both teams have a good time. I love that shirt. But the it's these things that it's like this relaxation baths or whatever.
Okay.
So a bunch of these I don't know. She gets mad at me every time I start asking questions because she immediately thinks I'm judging her because she's right. And like. But like she is it's these they go to these she goes to Columbus for it. So there's ones that they have in Beaver Creek. She doesn't like the one in Beaver Creek.
It's because she works at home.
It's true.
Day.
It's true. But
okay.
She was going with her friend Jesus Christ. Dog bear. Yes, yes. Charlene. Jesus, I'm throwing Charlene. My mind. But so she would go with Charlene to these things. It was like Charlene's idea, I guess, to begin with. But Amanda loves it so much that
God, I want
to
go.
You
with
go
that.
You go to these fucking whatever they're like studios. And they like lay, they all this whole group of people all like lay down on the floor like cult shit.
And they have headphones on or they
no headphones, but they're she said the one in Columbus is like is mic'd, so there's speakers, like
low level bass, just
speakers pushing it, but it, there's like a
are they sections. Straddling
yeah like in private yeah, parts like
private parts. Oh Howard,
no, love your
but there's
bass.
Like three or four people that are musicians. That play this fucking just like tones and music and like glass bowls and fucking all this shit. And it's supposed to be like super relaxing or something. And she goes to it and they like lay on the, you take like a pillow and you like lay on the floor of this studio on like a yoga mat.
I'm going to come.
You probably would.
Kyle's trying that to me. See, I'm not the only one.
She doesn't listen, so you can
see. I just can't believe you believe that she's doing this. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you have to bring a pillow.
I need that lube, too. Yeah.
Do you have any more KY? Vaseline.
She's walking bow-legged when she comes back. The yoga mat really strong. Messed up my back.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I forgot my pillow.
I can't even shit right for a month.
at the doctor, the dentist today, they had one of those chairs where the you know, they sit on and it looks like a saddle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And with like no back and the dentist is, you know, swooping
yeah,
around.
Yeah.
And I said to the hygienist, I was like, damn, that chair looks uncomfortable. She goes, I fucking hate it. And yeah. She started talking. She's like, I like to make sure that my hips are open. And I was like, spread them. That's what I said.
All
like,
right.
You're really nice, Mitch. Can I give you my number? Yeah. Can I call you after my
shit's
over?
The girl that cleaned my teeth was smoking hot.
Oh, yeah?
First time I went to this new dentist.
What dentist?
Wharton in Piqua.
Oh, God, you go up there? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's right by my work.
They have no customers up there, so you can get in really easy.
It was really easy. Teeth. I mean, I had to wait 3 months, but I guess.
She was hot, huh?
She was smoking hot. She
How old are you talking?
High 28 max.
Mm. Does she have a tramp stamp tattoo of a dagger? Because she was from Piqua.
No, she was from New Bremen.
And her fingernails were shaped.
Yeah,
it's a Jason. It's a Jason Aldean lyric.
She was cleaning my teeth with her nails. Yeah. That's what she was doing. She's like, Freddy I don't need Kruger. This mirror.
That's how you got to work on your plaque there, Mitch.
Yeah, she's like, I got this hook in my pinky. Just that's what it is.
Coke nail.
Yeah,
who's cleaning yeah. Coke nail? Uh-huh. All right, diarrhea plane rides on the list, Mitch.
Sexy.
Where's yours come
I'm
from?
Stay in the plane.
In the plane.
I'm gonna stay in the plane.
Oh.
Headline: a couple is demanding a refund after they were seated next to a drooling and farting dog on a 13-hour flight.
Sounds terrible.
A New Zealand couple is demanding.
What kind of dog it was?
Yeah,
they're demanding that Singapore Airlines refunds plane tickets for their flight from Paris to Singapore because they were sat next to a dog that was farting, drooling, and snorting throughout the flight.
That's great.
Gil and Warren from Wellington, New Zealand's capital, told Stuff that they wanted Singapore Airlines to give them their money back because of their unpleasant experience. The couple said that they bought two premium economy seats because it was a 13-hour flight, but ended up moving to economy because they were sat next to another passenger's dog that was drooling and farting throughout their journey. So Gil said, I heard this noise.
Gil.
I had this noise.
He automatically can't be trusted.
A heavy snorting. I thought it was my husband's phone, but we looked down and realized it was the dog breathing. She said it became too much to hear when it began farting between the mid-flight and taking up Warren's leg room. Couldn't have the dog out in the aisle because they couldn't get the trolleys through. So it had to come in further.
It's pretty close.
Which meant his head was under my husband's feet. My husband was in shorts and the dog's saliva goog on his leg.
Oh, why were you wearing shorts?
On a 13-hour flight.
He was going to New Zealand.
Oh, man. So she said they complained to the flight attendant, who eventually said, here's two seats in economy that are reserved for Singapore Airlines staff. The couple was assured they would
Quit
be contacted
bitching.
Yeah, by the airline after they landed.
Fucking
2 weeks. 2 weeks after the flight, the airlines called with an apology and offered two $73 vouchers.
Boom!
room.
$146
So after, totally redeemed
this. After Gill and Warren responded saying it wasn't enough to reflect the difference in the value of the seat switch, they said the airline took nearly a month more to make a counteroffer. Guess what? Two travel vouchers worth $118
Hell yeah.
In a statement to
$236
Uh-huh. Singapore Airlines service representative said they apologize for their experience. They endeavor to notify customers who may be seated next to assistance dog prior to boarding. In certain circumstances where customers seated next to assistance dogs can't be moved, they'll reseat customers within the same cabin space if the space permits. But in this instance, we were unable to move Mr. and Mrs. Press within the same cabin as Premium Economy, and they said, fuck them hoes.
That's what they said. Yeah. Fuck them. That's what I yeah.
Fuck they never them said they can't what kind of dog joke.
It was.
Never said a joke.
Why did they leave that out?
It would be funnier if it was like a fucking bulldog or a
all they said was it was farting, Bassett. Drooling, and snorting throughout the flight and got saliva goo on his
in,
leg.
In no doubt, without question, doesn't matter the dog.
Uh-huh.
I would rather sit by a dog on a plane than a human being.
Oh, I agree.
No doubt.
Well, no kidding, man.
No doubt.
The dog's like, always going to be happy to see you.
I immediately side with the airlines because I'm going like, those people have to be out of their minds.
$118?
If they're that mad about right. a dog being
send
next
them a
to
letter
them.
That just said, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they got their vouchers.
I know.
I'd be laughing when the dog farted. It would make my, that would enhance my trip and make it funnier. I'd be laughing going, oh my God, that is fucking terrible. It's the dog. It's not me. It's the dog.
I love your hands.
I would learn
your
his
hand
name.
Motions yeah. right now. What's your dog's name? Yeah. Maybe I can get him name? To quit crapping.
What's your dog's name? Harold? Harold. Harold farted again. I'd be telling the whole crowd, it's Harold. I it's would. Not me.
There is a book called Harold the Farting Dog.
Is there really?
It's something with the farting dog. I think it might be.
Look it up.
We've looked it up before.
I think we have.
It's a funny book. Walter. Walter.
Walter
that's what
the Farting,
Walter, the farting,
farting
dog.
Dog.
Yeah. That's what it is. But
shit all over this plane, right?
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Yeah. I would love to
be
worse than this farting dog.
I'd rather sit next to a dog next to a fat fucking mongoloid like yeah, me.
They need
like,
to talk to the people
Gil
from
and Walter. Yeah, although there is Frank the farting flamingo.
Oh, he's looking God. At his own ass.
And oh. Fritz the farting reindeer.
God, I'd love to be friends with
farting
all
without you is like...
I just...
What does that say?
I have a... chronic
the couple
gas
from New Zealand
at times
need to talk to the people that were on the flight from Atlanta and work out their
game. Yeah, yeah. You want yeah, try me and shit all over.
Shit what, all over. What an older shit older on. Woman made you feel her jugs.
Some real problems, yeah. Jackass.
What's to try being shit on?
Oh, you got a farting dog next
fucking
to you?
Fucking prick.
I got shit on my whole goddamn plane. Yeah,
and they deboarded.
This yeah, guy named I mean, Carl just kept around, shitting everywhere. Man.
They turned yeah. around and went back
yeah.
after 2 hours.
You got to go home.
You were like yeah, fucking a
Gil.
Quarter of the way through
so
the flight.
Did he come or what?
Suck it up.
Jesus Christ, Gil. Some what things you don't talk
that
about
was,
on national TV.
Mallrats.
Mallrats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did he come or what? Jesus Christ, man.
And that's Oscar's gay mate in the office.
Gil and I are going to Europe.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Oh, there's his roommate, Gil. I wonder if he knows
he's gay.
I wonder if he knows.
They gave me a company card.
Oh, my God.
A month that's of good. Vacation. Gil and I are going to Europe. Gil.
Sometimes I wish I would make up something like that.
Farting dog. Yep. Yeah. On the list. All right. Mine comes from Lincolnshire, England.
Ooh. Lincolnshire.
Police rushed a report of a ritual mass killing, but it was just a yoga class.
What?
Classic mix-up.
Classic mix-up. Right. Police in Lincolnshire, England told multiple outlets that a concerned onlooker incorrectly reported the crime with good intentions. Savasan, huh? Whatever the fuck that means. It seems a concerned onlooker in Lincolnshire, England took corpse pose a little too literally. Apparently that's a thing in yoga.
Corpse?
Never done it. Corpse pose. According to a Facebook post by Seascape Cafe at the Observatory, a cafe that is also a community space, art gallery, and exercise studio.
Terrible idea.
Horrible. It's like the Mayflower. Police rushed to the business shortly after the Gayflower. That was a good one, by the way. Just reminded me. Did you get that text? Looks like your family came over on the gay flower.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Police rushed to the business shortly after a yoga class wrap Wednesday around 9:30 p.m. because a concerned passerby mistook the final resting position the entire class was participating in for a mass killing. The final resting pose, also known as corpse pose or savasana. That was the joke. Savasana, huh? Okay. Typically occurs at the end of a yoga class in which people lie on their backs with their eyes closed in order to sink into a meditative state. That's what my wife's doing right now. With sure, Braxton Miller on sure, top of her.
Sure. The final and Hans.
Yes, Hans and Franz. The unidentified person reported a mass killing in our building. Having seen several people laying on the floor, the Seascape Cafe Facebook post reads, which actually turned out to be a yoga class and meditation. We are not part of any mad cult or crazy clubs, the post continues. All in all, this situation turned out positive, and we are, of course, grateful. Millie Laws, who taught the yoga class, went into more details about the incident with the Washington Post Friday. Mills told the post that seven students were lying on their backs for about 30 minutes as she banged on a shamanic drum in a dark room. That's what she's doing! That is what Amanda is at! Jesus, it's like some sound bath thing. Yes.
I love this.
They like make noises. Room lit by just candles.
Sounds
during
like kindergarten.
They turn all, they do like hey, they turn all the lights off and shit.
Can you highlight that warp wing?
Oh yes.
Oh yes, highlight it. Yes.
Yeah.
She told the newspaper that she was also wearing
a... Look at this police storm yoga class after dead bodies.
Yeah, I mean, they do.
There's
look,
a complete lack of fucking blood here.
They look,
there should have been blood! Or at least purple Kool-Aid.
They look dead.
Kool-Aid, yeah, I'd be more scared to have the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, fucking Jim Jones.
She also told the newspaper that she was wearing a flowy top that could have resembled a robe.
A Mills, flowy top.
Mills said
what
she
does
noticed,
that even mean? Does that mean you're dying?
I don't know.
You're in a robe?
It looks like a robe.
What is that?
I don't get that. One, yeah.
Oh, God, that's perfect. That's like a robe. What do you got? Mills said she noticed a couple outside the studio walking a dog and peering through the window at what must have been a very bewildering scene for them. They reported to the police that they'd seen somebody walking around in a room lit up with candles and what looked like dead people lying all over the floor. Laws told the Post the couple thought it was some sort of ritual mass killing. Mills added to the Post that the class had already ended by the time a horde of police officers had shown up and that the yogis experienced a lovely relaxation session with no interruptions, thankfully. The cafe also thanked the police on Facebook for their prompt response.
Yeah, thanks for checking in on us, assholes.
I can only imagine the amount of bullshit that gets called in,
of course,
on a nonstop basis. I wonder how much, like,
and
no wonder they ignore some shit.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And the dispatchers,
yeah,
just having to deal with these fucking morons.
Like, yeah,
have you seen the clips on Instagram with the people in the South to call in? And they're like, I told you. And they say like stuff like that, and somebody I told you, like I-T-O-D-E.
Oh, know? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they play the entire 911 call and they illustrate it.
Okay, yes.
It's fucking amazing.
I love when they misquote them in the subtitles. Like what they're saying, that's the funniest ones. Like when they're, I told ya. You know, it's like,
I told you
not to.
If you put butter on me, I'd call me a biscuit and a cat head, all in one triple dub.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying, can you even, is there one time you can even remember calling the police?
No.
Nope, I take that back.
I don't think I know.
I wasn't.
Please, God, enlighten us.
Last year, I actually, this girl was driving in front of me, and I was going to the airport, and I was.
Were you jerking off again?
Oh, so much.
So much.
She, it's like 3:30 in the afternoon, and I've got a 5 o'clock flight at Dayton, and Prime. So you know how easy it is.
So don't call me for $2,000 in sex.
Yeah, and so this high school girl is driving, and she all of a sudden just goes straight into the cornfield on the left.
Fuck.
Yeah. It just like
medical event.
I thought so. Right.
Seizure.
But I think she dropped her phone. I can't really tell.
That makes more sense.
Her fucking, she hits, she God. Sideswipes this.
Her dad must be a fucking pussy.
or he beat the shit out of her afterwards. You fucking idiot.
Don't drop that $1,200 phone.
So she sideswipes this telephone pole and essentially like knocks half of it down. Ooh. So this, or power line pole is like a third of the way knocked over, and she is the car, the front left tire is gone,
right? It's rolling across this cornfield. And I slam on my brakes, and the lady behind me, I'm like, you call 911. And I go and I just rip the door open, and I'm trying to get her out. And she is just yelling, I wasn't playing on my phone. But her fucking wrist was broken. Like, it was obliterated. She just wanted me to know she wasn't playing on her phone. I was like, I don't care what you're doing. Let's get out of this car, because it is like, like the engine's doing all this stuff.
Fire.
Yeah, I was nervous that it was going to catch on fire, but I got her out. We pulled her over. These other two cars stopped. They called the cops, and they're like, hey, that was really great what you did. I was like, I got to go catch a flight.
I left.
I fucking left, and they're like, you're not going to stay and talk to the cops? Like, no, they'll keep me here for like 2 hours and Walter the farting dog's on my plane, I got to get out of here. I did it, but I didn't call the police myself, but the lady right behind me did. So does that mean that I did it or I was witness
to it? You didn't actually call.
I didn't call.
There one time I did. It was in college. There was a Chipotle in walking distance. We went there for lunch. We're walking our way back to the house. There's a dude asleep in his car.
Did they forget to give something to you?
And we're like, that's weird. He looks fucked up.
Arrest them. They put onions on my burrito.
And they forgot my goddamn
Like at a street light?
No. Like in the parked in the car. On the street. And we're like, well, that's weird. He's like asleep in his car. He looks like he's dead, but we're not going to worry about it.
Yoga.
We go back to Chipotle for dinner that same day. And on our way back, we notice that he's still there. So we call the cops.
Did you knock on the window?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he didn't answer.
And he didn't answer. Yeah, he was
dead.
Slumped. And he overdosed. Nice. Like the paramedics came, and as soon as they opened the door, he's like, yep, another OD. And got him into the stretcher and put him in the ambulance, and he went to the hospital.
Was he dead?
Was he dead or not?
He wasn't dead.
He was just out.
Zonk.
What happened with Jeremy? What happened? You didn't call and check on Jeremy?
I think me and Dustin called one time. There was a guy driving in tip that was so drunk, like hitting the curbs.
Oh God!
Going into opposite traffic and then coming back. Like he was on the verge of killing somebody.
That's crazy.
And we called and followed him.
So you're snitches.
Yes, we are snitches.
No, I'm just kidding.
We are.
You did the right thing.
Yeah,
obviously.
But I mean, it was literally to the point where we were both like. Dude, like, we were literally going, like, I don't, like, want to rat somebody up. Like, this dude's going to fucking kill somebody. Like,
when he's a public, I don't know what I'm trying to say, like, a public.
Yeah, public endangering the public. Yeah. I mean, and it wasn't like, oh, this guy's slightly swerving and he's hitting. Like, this dude was all over the road.
He's going to hit somebody and kill them.
And, like, I'm pretty sure, like, he hit, like, because we followed him onto 75 North. Maybe. We followed him onto 75 North while they were trying to tell him. And they ended up getting him, like, in between Tip and Troy. But, like. He was, I'm pretty sure he hit the fucking concrete median with this mirror and shit as we were like following. And he was, he was fucking out, obliterated drunk. Like
some guy that I went to high school with and played baseball with got arrested in April of this year going the wrong way on Route 4.
Jesus Christ.
And his blood alcohol was 0.24.
My buddy,
that's a big whammy right there.
Isn't the limit 0.08?
Yes, it is.
Three times.
And he was driving like 1 in the morning, or maybe it was midnight, and he ends up crossing the median and sideswiping somebody. They got really hurt, but not like injured, dead, coma, anything like that. But he did, so we found out about that.
That's
insane.
That's what, I've always said. Like I'm not gonna sit here and claim that I never, never was questionable driving in my life.
Just stop there. Yeah. You don't have to write yourself out.
I've never been to a point where I'm endangering people. Yeah. Like I know that. Like one words was like, oh, you might have tested.
I've been more tired in driving tired than I have anywhere near alcohol induced of tired. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm going to fall fucking asleep right now. And I'll have to like smack myself or something to wake myself up.
Yeah.
Pull my dick out. Yeah. Smack it around.
That'll make me go right to sleep.
Kyle immediately goes to his mouth. Like he can just slap himself in the face. That's how you know Kyle's well hung.
That's impressive. That is impressive.
All right. Yoga mask killing.
Thank you. Thank
Josh,
you.
Joel loves talking about your wiener.
I know. I'm intrigued. It's like sniffies. Mm-hmm. I want to see it.
Yep.
I want to. What does it taste like?
We'll have to go somewhere with
what does it taste like?
Yuck.
Yuck.
And I got news for you. That means you're gay.
We'll have to go somewhere that has like one of those trough pissers one of these days. Just, you know, get a
gander. Let's do it. Yeah, let's go.
When Kyle pulls his out, it just hits the metal, rings through the whole thing. We're like, good God. He's got to wash it in the sink because it's so big it hit the trough. And he's like, yeah, that's not clean now.
These troughs are cold.
He just throws it in there.
This water's cold.
His dick is pushing the hand soap thing.
You know, the Big Ten Championship this weekend.
Yes.
And somebody reminded me that that's when I dropped my phone underneath the stall. And the guy goes, I said, little help. And he said, nope.
I was thinking about that the last time I shit at Bucky's. I was like, oh, there is no problem with that. It's not going under there. The wall's all the way to the ground.
The wall's all the way to the bottom?
Hell yeah. It's the best place to take a shit. Right there. I'll say that.
As opposed to that one rest area we went to that had the half door.
Yes, that had the half door.
Can I help you?
can I help you?
Present yourself. Oh,
excuse me, partner.
Present yourself.
Interested in some sex.
You interested in getting sucked off?
You seen me on Sniffies.
Interested
call me Big Bear 68.
No thanks. Just looking for that.
Oh, man.
So I was just like,
Big Bear.
I read it, was like, I was like, I turned into a 60-year-old woman that found her son's porno max. Interested in being sucked off. No thanks.
You don't even know what I look like, man.
I know. That guy doesn't care, man. As long as you got a dick, calm down.
Unwashed.
Like, what the hell? My God.
Move, change.
Glad I have that many standards. All right, we need to put these in order.
All right.
From the best one to the worst one, I guess we can interpret this any way we want.
Yeah.
Florida man, hamster wheel, diarrhea plane trip, farting dog, and yoga mask killing. What do you think is the best one?
My money's on diarrhea.
The diarrhea plane?
Diarrhea's good. Because
it was so epic.
And they had to turn the fucking plane.
You brought a plane back to the ground with your shit.
And it says it was a 2-hour flight, so they were an hour away. Yeah.
They were over the ocean.
And they came back.
All parties were affected by it.
Yes, everybody.
All parties.
What did they call it?
I feel like I'm emotionally affected by it.
All souls on board.
Souls.
Yeah, so diarrhea is number one.
Somebody shit all over the fucking plane. We got to go back and land.
I don't know why, but I really got a kick out of the dead yoga people. That one really made yoga me laugh people. Because
it is funny.
It's like one guy walking around as if he's with a candle, and people are calling in like he fucking murdered everybody.
It's a fucking mass killing of
side like that. How do you misunderstand a yoga class?
Yeah, that's
how weird they are.
Oh my
that's
God,
that's just a fucking.
But you're
another idiot. Go outside.
Your wife is there tonight.
I know.
Getting
I know.
Fingered by finger these people.
Finger blasted by some hippie named Solomon.
I think you guys said spreadum is
spreadum's the appropriate.
If you add something with fingered, that is to me.
Yeah,
it's fingered is such a great yet nasty. Yeah.
It is because I mean everybody's got nails.
We all got fingers. We all got fingers.
Everyone's got nails.
There's so much collective
goo. I mean,
think
about that. Like
there's saliva goo underneath my nails.
Isn't that strange? How that's kind of like an accepted first sexual encounter, even by women.
That's
it's
more
like stick your grubby finger in there.
You think that's more invasive than you know, your dong. Or a little tongue.
It's like, don't go there. Yeah, just
somebody said to me the other day, talking about your diarrhea plane, that if you got poo on any other part of your body, wiping it off with toilet paper would not be acceptable.
It's not acceptable.
You would scrub
on your finger.
You would scrub it with soap and water. But on your ass.
Where are you going?
On your ass, all you do is just wipe
true.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, I get you. Okay.
Okay.
Why are we okay with that?
I mean, some people are bidet people.
I told you I had a bidet in, did I tell you that, in Dubai? A Dubai bidet?
Do they have soap dispensers?
Your ass is hot spreading.
Obviously.
Your ass is covered, though, by at least two pieces of clothing. Normal. Like your wrist, that's there.
Unless you go commando, then just one.
True.
So I'll say this is that when somebody told me that, I no longer was okay. I mean, I went right back to normal.
There's no way to conveniently clean your asshole in public, though. That's
not
another
public,
thing.
No, but
anal care is tough.
No,
anal care is tough.
So that's why diarrhea plane is number one.
That's why
you don't go to ass to mouth either.
Uh-huh. That's exactly right.
They get all fired up. They want you to go ass to mouth too. You never go ass to mouth. You ever gone ass to mouth? You don't go ass to mouth. I love that scene.
Scrody McBooger.
Oh, yes. All right. Diarrhea Planet's number one.
I like yoga, but you guys don't have
what
to
do
go
you think?
Me.
What's your next favorite? The Florida
hamster
man hamster wheel, farting dog.
Hamster. I feel like the farting dog, I think those people were a little bougie douchebags.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
So should we put them at four?
I'm going to go four.
Okay. Yeah, I think that fits.
Farting dog at four.
Yep.
So it's between the hamster wheel and the yoga cult.
Mass killing.
So the only reason why I go against the hamster wheel, guys, because it's his fourth fucking time. And the lady said he's going to do that.
Is that a pro or a con?
Yeah, that's right.
A pro or a con?
But it's more annoying. I know Timmy hates this guy and wants to kill him.
$140,000.
That in itself is impressive.
Uh-huh.
That's quite a bit of cash.
And he's an ultra marathon runner, too.
Yeah, he is. Who needs attention.
I hate him just for that alone.
I hate him for that alone.
That guy
doesn't perk up when he read that. Oh, ultra marathon runner.
That guy doesn't drink any Esther's little secret.
Yes. None at all.
What a prick. All right, so
I think Kyle's
going to make the choice. Kyle's going to make it because I voted on mine.
I would probably agree with you, Mitch, on the yoga over the hamster wheel. I'd go yoga over the hamster wheel just because I think it's funnier and that guy was just more of an ass.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Timmy?
I agree with that.
It's funny that multiple people called in and thought there was a mass suicide.
I agree. And
I mean, not
was,
that
and
I
it
think
was just a bunch of fucking
funny.
Weirdos laying around listening to fucking weird music.
Yeah,
bohemian music.
I'm gonna come.
Bohemian music.
Don't come.
Do not come. I'm gonna do it. I'm coming. All right, that's a list, gentlemen. A periodicals list.
The sound of cum.
At number four, the farting dog. They didn't tell us what fucking breed the dog was.
His name's Walter, for sure.
Walter, and I feel like
if
I should
know. If it were a golden retriever, like,
schnauzer.
Fuck off.
Schnauzers fart all the time.
Right.
Fucking schnauzers.
It was probably a tiny one, though.
A
I don't know. Because
door.
It was a
miniature Pomeranian.
Yeah.
He got saliva goo.
At number three, fucking dork bond hamster fucking wheel guy
fucking.
Across the ocean for the fourth time. At number two, the yoga mass killing. At number one.
Anytime you can say mass killing and laugh, it's good for me.
Diarrhea plane trip.
Oh, poor Carol.
That's right, poor Carol. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Tell all your friends about the It List Podcast. Go to our website, theitlistpodcast.com. Links on there, all of our social media. Check out Patreon. We are on Patreon. If you like our show and you want to help support our show and you want to get all kinds of bonus extra perks in the process, go to patreon.com/theitlistpodcast. Sign up for a tier level. There's three tier levels. You can get bonus episodes that only Patreon subscribers can get. You get early access to all of our episodes. Merchandise coming your way. All kinds of bonus content. We do our booze wheel of the month that we spend. Just being a Patreon subscriber, you're entered into this. You could be walking away with a fifth of an eclectic.
Yeah.
Eclectic, that's the word. Pick of bourbon.
Fucking do it.
The possibilities are endless. You can suggest topics. You might even end up in one of the seats hanging out here with us for one of the episodes. So check it out. Patreon.com/TheItList Podcast. For Timmy Ruxman, Beer League Kyle, Moheat Mitch, I'm Fathead Joel. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
We sure do hope that you enjoyed the ride. We hope we gave you tickles deep inside. Won't you try to keep that smile on your face? Until next week, same time, same place.
That was the it list. That was the it list. That was the it list. Fare thee well. That was the it list. That was the it list. That was the it list. We won't tell. That was the it list. That was the it list. That was the it list. Fare thee well. That was the it list. That was the it list. That was the it list.